Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Charlie Kirk's accused assassin makes his first court appearance today. Set to appear virtually in Utah State Court, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson expected to face capital murder, among other charges. President Trump dispatching National Guard troops on a crime-fighting mission to Memphis.
A person is four times more likely to be murdered in Memphis, Tennessee today than in Mexico City. It's been, and you know, Mexico City is not a cakewalk.
On the president's orders, another U.S.-bound drug-running boat out of Venezuela, blowing out of the water in the Caribbean. Are you sure it was carrying drugs?
We have proof. All you have to do is look at the cargo that was, like, it's spattered all over the ocean. Big bags of cocaine and fentanyl all over the place. And it was, plus we have recorded evidence that they were leaving.
And three people on board were killed. Vowing to destroy Hamas's military infrastructure, Israel launching an all-out offensive in Gaza City. BBC Middle East correspondent Yolande Nell.
Israel has been intensifying its airstrikes overnight, that there was relentless bombing, also artillery shelling and gunfire heard as well. Of course, Israel has been stepping up its strikes on Gaza City, which it sees as being a Hamas stronghold. Its forces have been pushing into the heart of the city for some weeks now, but there are also new Palestinian reports that tanks have been seen advanced into new areas of the city. Amidst all of that, we had the Israeli defense minister saying on X, Gaza is burning.
Israel fiercely rejects a new UN report accusing it of genocide in Gaza. Israel calls the report distorted and false. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures have gone negative, now down 10 points. NASDAQ futures 70 points higher, while the S&P futures are up 12 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com.
And good morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes starts us off as always. Good morning, Chuck Whitaker.
And good morning. Well, you've gone and done it already this morning. The outer loop of the Beltway at Security Boulevard. Vehicles in the left-hand lane, vehicles in the right lane, right there at Security Boulevard. Already we're backed up back through the ramps at 795. And a lot of equipment on the scene. State police are there. They have the two inside lanes blocked. There was another incident on the right side. So right now, it looks like south of Windsor Mill Road, we're going to be squeezed into the two center lanes. Big backup there already, so be prepared for it. The inner loop, not having much of a problem getting through there. There's a broken down vehicle on the ramp from 95 southbound, exiting the ramp that takes you to the BW Parkway. Room to get by, but a little bit slow on that ramp as you're coming down 95 from the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today, breezy and cooler too with highs only in the low 70s. Showers will continue tonight with lows falling into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen 63 degrees, Ellicott City 63 degrees on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. CBM, good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. The Bolivar County Council has voted to approve a new redistricting map. The vote was 5-2 in favor of the map that will create 9 districts. The redistricting legislation will have 2 majority black districts on the west side of the county and 1 majority minority district. The proposal redraws the boundaries with black residents comprising 55% of the voters in District 2 and 3 and 45% in District 4. This follows the expansion of the county council from 7 to 9 members. Jury deliberations will continue today in the trial of a man accused in the stray bullet killing of a woman in Baltimore's Federal Hill neighborhood. Alexis Kensel Soto, one of the 3 men charged with first-degree murder in the case, 19-year-old Cameron Holt, died nearly 2 weeks after she was caught in the crossfire of an October 27th shootout in the unit block of West Hamburg Street. Maryland AG Anthony Brown leading a coalition of 22 counterpoints in supporting a challenge of President Trump's deployment of National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. The coalition has filed an amicus brief in support of D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwab's lawsuit, challenging what they believe is the unlawful, unconstitutional, and undemocratic deployment. And today is primary day in Annapolis, with Democrats casting ballots for their candidates for mayor and city council. GOP and independent voters are not voting in the primary because there are no races with multiple GOP or unaffiliated candidates. 6:06 right now on WCBM. Lottery numbers, your pick 3, 318. Your pick 4, 4998. And next, it's Style on Sports.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
605 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Birds were in Chicago last night, dialing up the long ball.
Mayo, Basayo, the runners, and Kowser sends a fly ball to deep left. Benintendi will watch it fly for the second straight game. Field, and his 3-run home run puts the Orioles on top 4-1.
Come on now, Milkman. Give me that Weaver.
That's Kevin Brown. Big Ben had the call on Masson. Colton Cowser, the big fly last night. 3 Orioles pitchers struck out 15 White Sox batters to secure the 4-1 win over Chicago. Kyle Bradish started it all for Baltimore and did not get the win.
Kind of frustrating, just coming out the gates good, and then I walked 4 guys, kind of lost command, kind of through that 3rd inning. But overall, kept the team in it, limited damage, and we won. So,
main thing, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh at the mic in Owings Mills for his Monday press conference opened up with how important it was for his team to get that win on Sunday.
I was pleased with the way the guys played, the way they competed, the way they handled the way the game went, the pace of the game, and the way they persevered throughout the game and then found a way to extend it all at the end. So all that was positive.
Monday Night Football last night, a twin bill. Bucks on a last-minute drive nipped the Texans. 20-19, Chargers pick off 3 passes. They take care of the Raiders in Vegas. 20-9 was the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, Ravens coaching staff playing no more Mr. Nice Guy. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680. gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, September the 16th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, Frederick, Maryland, to use taxpayer dollars for legal aid fund for illegal aliens. And an historian claims no lefties are celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk. Okay. But a top story here today, after a rough start for FBI Director Kash Patel, he kind of righted the ship a little bit yesterday in a Fox and Friends interview. We got a lot of information out in the interest of transparency. For instance, he told us that they have collected the DNA of the alleged killer.
I can report today that the DNA hits from the towel that was wrapped around the firearm and the DNA on the screwdriver are positively processed for the suspect in custody. We have the DNA on the screwdriver that was found on the rooftop and the towel that the firearm was wrapped in. The firearm itself, this is a great point. Thanks for raising it. That is being processed by ATF Laboratories in Maryland, and I believe they'll speak to that at a later date when their process is incomplete.
Yeah. We were speculating earlier if he got permission from Governor Spencer Cox to go on.
Well, you got to make sure it's clear to the authorities, you know.
We also find out that the alleged Kirk killer confessed online just hours after he had committed the dastardly and evil act.
We've collected information where, through witness interviews from the FBI and local law enforcement, that he essentially admitted, after the shooting and assassination of Charlie Kirk, the suspect admitted to it. Furthermore, the evidence and information will come out. I won't stylize the evidence. The Attorney General is absolutely right. We can't do that. But I will say what was found in terms of information, a text message exchange, where the suspect specifically stated that he had the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk and he was going to do that. And when he was asked why, he said some hatred cannot be negotiated with.
Yeah. So we also find out there was a chat group in which he was posting where at least 20 individuals and at least 7 of them now are being investigated by the FBI.
There's more than 20 individuals, but this is a great point. I want to lay out how this works. People think we can just get in these group chats and immediately find out who's in them. We, the FBI, are the investigatory body supporting multiple prosecutions and ongoing investigations. And that's another point. Our investigation at the FBI is ongoing. And there are scores of people in this Discord chat room. But we have to effectuate legal process. We have to go out there with search warrants so that if prosecutors want to later use this evidence, it's not tainted by being illegally obtained. We, the FBI, are running the investigation pointly on the Discord chat group. There are scores of individuals that are going to be spoken to. There are also lots of family members and friends that have already been spoken to. And one more point on forensics. We were able to obtain, in record time, the text message chain between the suspect and his live-in partner, as well as other critical cellular information from our CAS team that analyzes cell phone data towers in the area to pinpoint the locations of the suspect and other individuals he was speaking with. This is critical information that the FBI processed and got to prosecutors so they can lawfully use it in a court of law. And our investigation, our interviews continue, but we've learned some shocking things when we spoke to his family and friends as well.
Yeah, we'll find out what some of those shocking things were. Other really important revelations yesterday by the FBI director to Fox and Friends. We'll share those with you in just a moment.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes all morning long, and it's already busy. Chuck Whitaker.
And there's been a change. This wreck outer loop at I-70 started with a couple of lanes open in the middle, and now one lane is open to the right. So now you're coming down the Beltway from 795 from Liberty Road, Windsor Mill Road. You get down there, you have to get now all the way to the right, and you're going by on the shoulder. So that's four lanes going down to one lane, and we're backed up already back beyond the ramp at 795. 795 South, you're not backed up yet to McDonough Road. And when you get to the Beltway, you're going to have a hard time merging in because they're not going anywhere. The inner loop is still not reacting and really not paying much attention to it. And they're making some changes here as we go. So next couple of minutes or so, we may have some more lanes open, but there's all kinds of equipment there. Broken down vehicles, southbound 95, the ramp coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That's the long ramp that would take you south onto the BW Parkway. It's blocking the right side of the ramp. Room to get by, but it's a brief delay. City police with a wreck, Parkites Avenue at Falstaff, and be prepared for some rain. There is rain south and east of the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today. Chance for scattered showers starting later this afternoon. Breezy, and we'll be in the low 70s, so about a 10-degree drop from yesterday. Right now, cloudy 66 in Annapolis, 61 in Columbia. Time for some one-liner news for you today. Remember Usain Bolt, the legendary sprinter?
Oh, yeah, 7'2" or something like that.
He's been retired since 2017. Says he now gets out of breath by simply walking up the stairs.
Wow.
Yeah. Welcome to our life.
He's apparently not stayed in shape. Well, wow. I was going to say, Chuck gets winded going up the escalator.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Well, Chuck got stuck on an escalator a couple of weeks ago. Nice. You heard this. The escalator stopped when he was halfway up. He had to wait like 45 minutes for the police department there to find a man to get there to get him off.
Did they use the jaws of life?
I think they did.
Or the stairs of life, as they're being called
stairs,
now.
The stairs of life. They had ladders and everything was great.
According to delivery data from DoorDash, pecan, or pecan, has overtaken pumpkin spice as the top fall flavor of the year. So you should be happy about that, Bruce.
I am. Anything to replace pumpkin spice, everything's.
That means that the pecan is the top fall flavor. Next year will be out in the middle of the summer. So yeah. We'll see. No panic in Kansas City as Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes has lost three straight games, dating all the way back to the loss of the Super Bowl. First time it's ever happened in his career. The Chiefs are so bad right now, Taylor Swift doesn't want to go to the games. And now they want to know when they play the Giants or the Browns, either one. Mm-hmm. In a recent interview, Pope Leo says he'll root for both Peru and Italy in the World Cup. Not that that guarantees you anything. He's a White Sox fan.
Yes.
President Trump, as I mentioned yesterday, no fan of NFL's new kickoff rule aimed at player safety. The president referred to it as sissy football in a social media post. Sissy football is what most Americans call soccer. Just kidding. New medical research has discovered a link between muscular calves and a healthy brain. Sadly, people are broken into two groups, the calves and the calves not.
Okay. Got it. Wow. Pretty quiet at your house.
It was very quiet.
Yes.
Very quiet
there,
last night.
There were two games to watch.
Yeah.
So you didn't watch either. That's, you did this instead.
I did.
Okay.
I did.
The Bucks won.
Hey, the Bucks won on what? Last play?
Last minute again.
Yeah, last minute.
Like last week.
Yeah. So that is maybe the magical season continues. It's only two games.
Tampa Bay Rays suck, but that's all right.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can't be good in every sport every year. That's, you know,
I understand. But at least try.
Yeah. But and the Chargers beat the Raiders in the other game.
Yes, they did.
All right. So we are off and running here this morning, Chuck. We'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that.
See you.
6:18, 18 minutes after the hour. We're talking about Kash Patel, the FBI director. And again, the Washington Compost reporting that they apparently have a screenshot of a text message that the alleged Kirk killer told a group of 30 people. Quote, "Hey guys, I have bad news for you. It was me at UVU yesterday. I'm sorry for all of this. I'm surrendering through a sheriff friend in a few moments. Thanks for all the good times and laughs." End of quote.
Wow.
Yeah, before his
one sick puppy, man.
Before his confession, some of the group posted about Kirk's shooting. Another user responded to the news saying, "I just saw the video. Holy sugar honey iced tea. Bro didn't deserve to go out like that." Yeah. I mean, this is a whole, it's an underbelly to our society. Mm-hmm. And I'm not meaning to paint with a broad brush all the video gamers out there, because there are video gamers that don't do this kind of thing. But it just seems to me that there is a disconnect here between some of these individuals and others. Let's get to the note. Kash Patel talking about the note that they found, and that is something that he told Fox and Friends yesterday.
The written note, we believe, what did exist, and we have evidence to show what was in that note, which is, and I'm going to summarize, basically saying, the suspect wrote a note saying, I have the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk, and I'm going to take it. That note was written before the shooting. Evidence of existence, we now have learned, existed before the shooting, was in the location in the suspect and partner's home. But we have since learned that the note, even though it has been destroyed, we have found forensic evidence of the note, and we have confirmed what that note says because of our aggressive interview posture at the FBI.
Yeah. So left a note. Again, there's left a bunch of DNA, and now we know that with that dark-colored towel that he was carrying on the roof was concealing the firearm, the .30-06. And so there was, one wonders if there's, I don't know if he was wearing gloves or not. He didn't say whether there was DNA on the rifle as of yet, but I'm sure that's all to come. All right, 410-922-6680, our number here, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a nine-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels, from family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex, open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, here with you from 9 to 9 o'clock this morning. And as always, thanks so much for getting up with us first thing this morning, being here for the first hour. Good stuff happens between 6 and 7 this morning. Like, for example, warnings on exactly how bad your drive to work is going to be. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
It's bad. It started off, it's, like I said, this area where this wreck is, straight road, dry, no issues, and then suddenly there was a wreck. So there's been a little bit of a change again now. The wreck is still blocking the center and the left side outer loop right at the ramp at I-70. If you're going towards I-70, of course, you'll be on the right side anyway. But for right now, the ramp to Security Boulevard is open. It still looks like only one lane is getting by, but it's a travel portion lane now. It was the shoulder, but only the right lane is open. You know what that does to the Beltway. If you're coming south of 140 at Reisterstown Road, you're coming on the ramp at 795. This is major gridlock for the next three ramps going down to I-70 till we finally get the left-hand lane open. That broken-down vehicle that was on the ramp from 95 south onto Russell Street and down to the BW Parkway, that has been cleared. There's a brief delay, nothing bad right now, with the lanes open southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today. Chance for a scattered shower starting later on this afternoon. It'll be breezy, and we'll have highs in the low 70s down to the 60s tonight. Showers will continue, and tomorrow it's going to be wet as well. And before things clear out by Friday and Saturday, the weekend looking really, really nice. Right now it's cloudy 60 in Reisterstown, and it is a 61 in Pikesville. FBI Director Kash Patel was on Fox and Friends yesterday, and as I said, he struggled at the start with a couple of posts on X from his account regarding shooters in custody. And he was asked that question yesterday, whether or not that first shooter, and now there's an article out, and maybe I'll get the quote here in just a second. He says he did it to distract the FBI.
From what?
Yeah, so we'll get to that in just a second. But Cash went on to say there were some shocking things they have learned in just the first few days of this investigation.
His family has collectively told investigators that he subscribed to left-wing ideology, and even more so in these last couple of years. And he had a text message exchange, he, the suspect, with another individual, in which he claimed that he had an opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk, and he was going to do it because of his hatred for what Charlie stood for. Those are factually accurate investigatory findings by the FBI that we've handed over to the local authorities and the federal authorities to make their prosecutorial decisions. But I believe in this instance of such public importance, the public has a right to know. And I've told you I'm committed to transparency.
Yeah. And as of right now, the alleged Kirk killer is not cooperating with law enforcement.
He has not been cooperating in terms of interrogations with our law enforcement officials.
So this is where it gets weird. Police say that a Salt Lake City man, who was no stranger to the state's political scene, claimed responsibility just moments after the shooting death of Charlie Kirk in an attempt, quote, to draw attention from the real shooter. George Zinn is booked in Utah County Jail for investigation of obstruction of justice and sexual exploitation of a minor. I don't know what that's all about. Following a few days at the hospital, newly released police documents detail more of what happened. He said after the lone shot was fired, Zinn told the officer, "I shot him. Now shoot me." He said that twice. And maybe he wanted suicide by cop or something.
Yeah, sounds like it.
He went on to say that he did this to draw attention from the real shooter. And this is something, this guy, that he's made bomb threats before, so we don't know if he's
wired real tight. Left the grocery store one bag shy.
Yeah, but obviously he was an active participant in this. He should be charged not just with obstruction of justice, but with accessory after the fact.
After the fact, yeah.
Yeah, because they weren't looking for the guy running from the rooftops or whatever. The X accounts that all predicted Charlie Kirk's assassination a week in advance posted a date for Trump as well. Before deleting their account. And the FBI is now investigating all those social media accounts that showed foreknowledge of the Kirk assassination, which we talked a little bit about that yesterday. So every single account, and there were about 20 to 30 people in this chat room, this chat group that the alleged Kirk killer was part of. And my understanding, at least seven of them now are being investigated by, they're going to get visits from the FBI. What did you know? When did you know it?
Mm-hmm.
One of those we reported yesterday said the day before that something big was coming. It was something big was going to happen to Charlie Kirk the day before. So one wonders if this was just a lone actor, as Governor Cox was very quick to proclaim, or whether there is a cell or a group of individuals that had a role to play in all of this.
Yeah, one wonders exactly how this is going to play out, because there has been speculation about a nationwide trans group that is bent on destruction and, frankly, the murder of those individuals with whom they strongly disagree. This is where we've come to in this culture. If you disagree with somebody, instead of airing your disagreements and debating them out, you shoot them. It's unfortunate, but that seems to be where we are, Sean.
Yeah, and as we mentioned yesterday, there's been a disturbing pattern, emerging trend of trans shooters, whether it be in Nashville or here or in Minneapolis or wherever the case may be, that deserves to be further investigated. And I think instead of naming Catholics as threats or parents coming home from student
right.
school boards. You should focus on these transgender activists. I also think Antifa. We'll get to them a little bit in the MAGA update. President is in favor of designating them a terrorist, a domestic terrorist entity. And I think there are others out there. And according to leftist violence must be fully investigated. The people are funding it as well. And that is what the president said yesterday. So we'll get to that coming up in the MAG update right after the 7 o'clock news here this morning. You can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up next, a historian, well, an alleged historian, claims no lefties were seen celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk. What? 6:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The Baltimore County Fire Department says reports of a bear attack near Pretty Boy Reservoir are inaccurate. Officials say a Baltimore City DPW employee spotted a black bear on Beckleysville Road Monday, and she fell while backing away from the animal. There was no contact between the woman and the bear. The Department of Natural Resources says when encountering a bear, remain calm, make your presence known, speak in a firm voice, and back away slowly. The DNR says to allow the bear an escape route, and please avoid eye contact. Contract negotiations have ended between Johns Hopkins Medicine and United Healthcare. According to the letter that has been reviewed by the Baltimore Banner, Johns Hopkins will not return to the healthcare giants network. Hopkins officials are urging anyone covered through United Healthcare to find new doctors and hospitals or risk paying higher out-of-pocket costs. Hopkins sent a letter to its medical staff yesterday to inform them that negotiations had ended and patients will be alerted today. No injuries reported after a fire broke out in a building at the Back River Wastewater Treatment Plant in Dundalk. Baltimore County firefighters arrived at the scene. The 8200 block of Eastern Avenue at around 7 p.m. extinguished the fire. Officials say there's no hazmat concern and the water supply is not affected. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The Baltimore Ravens will be wearing their all-black uniforms on September 22nd when darkness falls at M&T Bank Stadium. Ravens will be hosting the Detroit Lions for a Monday night football game. Kickoff set for 8:15 p.m. Fans encouraged to wear black to the primetime game, and everyone in attendance will receive a light-up wristband to take part in the night's entertainment. Coming up on 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep high breath.
Five. High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra-reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Pick three, lottery number 318. Your pick 4998. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes. It's once again Chuck Whitaker.
Still working on the wreck on the outer loop of the Beltway, right at Security Boulevard. We've gone from everything from a couple of lanes open to the right shoulder open. Right now, nothing is open. They're holding everybody still to get these vehicles, it looks like, out of the left-hand lane, but also some equipment is over on the right side. So right now, the Beltway is stopped, and they're just, yeah, here they go. They're just now starting to get some of the vehicles out of the roadway on the left side. Looks like that might be a medic unit that's leaving the scene. Total gridlock on the Beltway from Security Boulevard, Liberty Road, 795. Eventually, it's going to back up towards 140, the bottom end of 795. You'll have a problem as well joining the outer loop and then moving south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today. Breezy and cooler, too, with highs only in the low 70s. Showers will continue tonight with lows falling into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Coming off the sweep at the hands of the Blue Jays over the weekend, the Birds were looking for a little break to get back on track, provided last night by the Chicago White Sox.
Mayo, Basile, the runners, and Couser sends a fly ball to deep left. Benintendi will watch it fly for the second straight game. Colton Couser goes out to the field.
Kevin Brown, Big Ben McDonald with the call on Mass and the Milkman's 15th of the year, and it powered the Birds, that three-run shot, to a 4-1 win over the White Sox. Kyle Bradish started for Baltimore and made bats miss last night, striking out 9 through 5 innings pitched.
I think the fastball was playing up really good today. I think early on, threw some breaking balls down in zone that they laid off or put a good swing on. So,
bunch of roster moves for the Birds yesterday, including Chase McDermott called up. Albert Suarez back on the injured list. Elbow discomfort. His season is over. Digesting the Ravens' 41-17 win over the Browns on Sunday, one of the keys to come out of it was who actually played. Jair Alexander was a healthy scratch. Trenton Simpson, the linebacker, saw only 15 snaps. Marlon Humphrey's words from a week ago echoed loudly on Sunday.
We're not going to get into a situation similar to last year where we kind of mask over this and try to do this and protect this guy, protect that guy. The guys that do it right are going to play, the guys that aren't. And it's really just that simple. I think we're just too talented of a team to continue to have those collapses kind of that we have. And
Chido Awuzie, TJ Tampa, and Teddy Buchanan earning playing time for Baltimore. Injury update, John Harbaugh kept it murky yesterday, but multiple reports are suggesting that Kyle Van Noy could miss multiple weeks with that hamstring. No word on Marlon Humphrey's groin at this point. Monday Night Football was a twin bill last night. First, a nail-biter in Houston.
Hot and in motion. They are going to run it. And a no signal yet. Touchdown, Tampa! Rashaan White.
Joe Buck with the call on ABC. Gutsy call by Bucks head coach Todd Bowles, running it in from the 2.5 with 6 seconds to play. The Bucks beat the Texans in Houston. 20-19 was the final. And then in the nightcap,
Herbert launches downfield. It's Johnson in stride. Touchdown, Chargers.
Chris Fowler on the call for ESPN, a laser by Justin Herbert. Quentin Johnson on the receiving end. Chargers are 2-0 atop the AFC West, 20-9, the final over the Raiders, over the Raiders. Injuries hitting quarterbacks in the NFL. Joe Burrow, toe surgery, out for 3 months in Cincinnati. Jaden Daniels with a knee injury, status in doubt for the Raiders. And the Vikings, J.J. McCarthy, out 2-4 with an ankle. Time now is 6:37. When we return, bend it like Brady.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FIN Recipic.
First of all, the pick'em through 2 weeks for us is no contest at this point. Gary Stein is way out in front at 7-1.
Gary Stein is.
Yeah, Stein on sports.
Yeah.
7-1.
Stein on baby watch.
Referring to myself in third person.
Yeah.
7-1. Bruce, you're 5-3. Sean, you're wiping up the rear there at 3-5, my friend.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
so we'll see what happens.
Games back.
Not exactly an apt phrase, wiping up the rear.
Yeah. Well, for the baby watch.
He will be.
Yeah, exactly. I don't understand this. Maybe you guys can explain the rules with Tom Brady and the NFL and broadcasting and ownership and being in the booth.
Is this
with
the
headset on? It's got to be.
Yeah, it's got to be.
It's got to be. He was spotted in the booth with a headset on and apparently had multiple conversations with the offensive coach, the offensive coordinator for the Raiders during the week. He is a part owner of the Raiders, obviously, but he's also a broadcaster on Fox, and he calls games. And he calls games, you know, and he's in production meetings finding out information about other teams while being the owner of the Raiders. So I'm not sure how it all works, to be honest with you, but I think the only person that could
manage this is Tom Brady, because he's Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Well, you have to do it all while sitting on a deflated football.
Yes, exactly. That's way back. It goes in the way back machine.
I think the NFL needs to do something about it. And I'm saying that Tom Brady's doing anything wrong. I just think it's the appearance of impropriety.
Exactly.
Here. And you want to make sure everything's on the up. And you would think that the NFL ownership group would be screaming to high heaven. I mean, here you have an owner, part owner of the Raiders. He's a broadcaster, and he's listening in to in-game coaching instructions and things of that nature. Now, it's going to be interesting. I don't know if he has the game this week, because Washington plays, hosts the Raiders.
Correct.
And so if he's got the game this week, he might be listening in and doing pre-production meetings as part of the owner of the team he's broadcasting for, which is even worse.
He can handle, he's got multiple hats, he can do it all. But it's just crazy. I've never seen anything like this before.
All right. Very good, Gary. Thanks for the contribution. Yeah, it's just a great question to see if the NFL will do anything about it. 6:39, you can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCVM-680.
Up at Boston College, there is a professor. Her name is Heather Cox Richardson. She is a historian. She's a full professor there. She teaches courses on the Civil War, the Reconstruction era, and on the Plains Indians, and she's been up there for quite some time. So she is apparently wired in. She checks on the internet on a continuing basis. But listening to her comments, I'm not quite sure which internet she's actually on.
As soon as the shooting happened, there's this outpouring insisting that he was a target of the left, insisting that people who were not MAGA were celebrating his death. I didn't see that absolutely anywhere, and I was online significantly that day.
Really? Okay. So exactly who ginned all this up then, Heather?
The radical right created this atmosphere that somehow people who weren't MAGA were cheering on political violence. And in order to back away from that, some of the people in that space started to defend him as being an exemplar of democratic values.
So it was the radical right who ginned up this myth somehow that people on the left were misbehaving following the death, the assassination of Charlie Kirk. I guess this guy must have been paid by somebody on the far right.
Charlie Kirk!
You!
Charlie Kirk!
This guy!
Come with
you! Oh! You're pretending you're dead!
No, I don't f***ing believe in these motherfuckers.
And as you can tell, the man had a very wide vocabulary, and he was perfectly happy to use it.
You know, it's interesting. That dude was wearing the exact same T-shirt that the alleged Kirk killer was wearing the day he shot him. So I'm wondering if that is, it was an American flag with a eagle over it. I'm wondering, where do you get that? I mean, is that something, is that a common shirt that you can purchase somewhere?
Idea.
Is it part of this trans-terrorist network that, or is it a gamer shirt or something? I think the FBI ought to look at that and see why he was wearing the same dang shirt as Tyler Robinson was.
Who shows up at a vigil in order to do that. And that's what was going on. There were people at a vigil, quietly praying, being peaceful, and he shows up and does that. But of course, Heather, that may have been somebody planted by the far right. What about this guy?
You need conservatives to be afraid of getting killed when they go to events so that they look to their leadership to turn down the temperature. The issue is right now, they don't feel like there's any fear. Like, I don't know. It's like memes. It's just memes to everybody, I guess. I don't know, bro. I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah, no, he doesn't care. He just wants conservatives to be afraid. Be very afraid.
Well, Pam Bondi said something yesterday that was getting a lot of us a little bit concerned about going after hate speech. Because hate speech is protected speech.
Yeah.
And again, that was borderline. I mean, conservatives need to get killed. Is that a call to action? Or is it just hate speech?
I just hate speech.
We got a fine line here that we have to, tread. And walk very carefully, because you don't want to lose the First Amendment on either side of the coin here.
And well, there's a common denominator, and as we all know, there's a very fine line between the denominator and the nominator. Math joke.
Yeah.
6:43 right now. traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
I wish I'd had a technical problem like that. I'd have missed that.
Unfortunately, I was trapped.
I know. You're only 4 feet from them. Maybe not even that.
We sit side by side, Chuck.
3.1414.
Cool. That's too close. The accident on the Beltway now on the right shoulder, Outer Loop Security Boulevard. So we're moving some lanes once again. This is not going to help us anytime soon. We're backed up past the ramp at 795. 795 now is backed up not quite to Owings Mills Boulevard, but it's a mess from that point at 795. It's moving down through the ramp at Security Boulevard. This is going to take a long time and probably will not recover just because of now the heavy traffic that normally comes down through that area on the Beltway. Anyway, Parkville side now beginning to fill in. Both the tunnels now getting up to the area 20 minutes plus on the southbound side. 95 here is backed up to Moravia Road. 895 is starting to back up towards Pulaski Highway. And keep in mind, this little storm that got formed up off the coast overnight is throwing up some rain to the south of the area towards D.C. and Annapolis and over on the eastern shore. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Going to be cloudy today. Chance of scattered showers starting this afternoon. Breezy and highs in the low 70s. And right now it is a cloudy morning. We're 60 in Reisterstown, 61 in Ellicott City. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Bob Johnson.
It's against my programming to impersonate a deity.
today,
Marvelous Marvin,
is National Guacamole Day. And you know what that means, Bruce and Chuck. I have found the guacamole song.
On the avocado.
Sure, laugh if you want. But
Laugh if you want. But
Dr. Gene, guacamole song, has now got 41 million views on YouTube. I mean, the strangest stuff. Chuck, you ought to be able to figure out something that you can do on YouTube to get some more publicity for the man behind the map.
I'm sure I could.
Frequent patron of Buffet City.
Like I got nothing else to do.
Well, Debbie's asked if I could find something else.
Something else for him to do.
I could be the happy gourmet, making different visits to restaurants.
Yes, he'd be very happy, especially when you don't pay for anything.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
it'd be the IBF approved tour.
Fruity Pebbles announced a nationwide tour that will give fans a chance to get their hands on a free box of cereal. The Pebbles Pay Tour will be at 4 Walmart locations in different cities. And they want you to pay in pebbles. So if you bring a handful of pebbles, rocks, or stones, you can get a free box of Fruity Pebbles. I'm trying to figure out what the closest one to you, Chuck. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Yeah, it's up near outside of Charlotte.
Otherwise, you got to go to Arkansas or Texas.
No. Yeah.
You know, little did they know when they named that cereal what it would mean today.
Yeah.
What does it mean today?
Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, I see.
Well, there was Fruit Loops, too. Yeah. So it was a whole fruit thing going on way back when.
Which is the one with the toucan?
Well, that was Fruit Loops.
That's Fruit Loops?
Yeah, Sam the Toucan, right?
They used to call me Toucan on garbage day.
Oh, I thought that was...
Just on garbage day?
Never mind. I won't
there you
make...
Go. That's nice. I know what you were thinking, you rat bastard. I know what you were thinking. Don't tell me. I know these perverse minds. Pervoice.
Crumbles making cinnamon roll cheesecake and more now through September 20th. And finally, it is here. At Baltimore Mainstay has opened another deli. This one is on wheels. Atman's.
Oh, yeah. Good deal.
Yeah. They've included, remember their piled high sandwiches, pastrami, corned beef. They've been serving Baltimore since 1915.
Great corned beef sandwiches.
They have brick and mortar locations in Jonestown, Washington Hills, as well as Potomac in Montgomery County. And now the Atman's food truck.
Beautiful.
Is going to be making neighborhood stops. No word on when it's going to start, but you just follow them on Facebook, and they'll announce the arrival of the new food truck and where it's going to be in what neighborhoods.
All you got to do is follow the smell.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Curiously, some of the same things that people said about Chuck.
That's nice. Follow the smell?
Yeah.
On Toucan Day.
On Toucan Day.
Well, you can't help it.
I love when he accidentally walks into his own joke.
It's a low-hanging fruit, but we're not above it, man.
Backed up into that one.
We lived on Longwood Street back in the day. The trash man used to leave Toucan.
That's right. All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. All right. 6:49, 11 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock, 4:10, WCBM 680. I don't know where this alleged historian, you said she was at Boston College?
Yeah. It's a good institution,
yeah.
You know.
But
you got to wonder what she's teaching her students.
Well, you also have to wonder, you know, is she retaining anything? We have a notorious Washington Compost columnist. Her name is Karen Atiyah. She's posted a series of racist messages following Charlie Kirk's assassination. She got you-know-what canned yesterday. So apparently she doesn't read the Washington Compost. Stephen King. Remember he went out there and said that Charlie Kirk advocated the stoning of gays. He then had to retract that. He said he was wrong. He apologized. His new movie, The Long Walk, which opened up this weekend, absolute box office flop there. And so there's all sorts of stories out there. There's a judge in Ohio that is now they're talking about impeaching him. Members of the military, the Coast Guard, the Secret Service. We have judges. We have students. We have teachers. We have administrators. We've got all sorts of people that have now been fired or suspended or placed on administrative leave. But this historian apparently lives in a bubble.
Absolute bubble. Of course, there's always one more.
My pronouns are they, them. Or at least that's what I share with people most often. But for this particular meeting, I will come out fully as saying that my pronouns are she, they, him.
Hey, is this real life?
Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality.
My pronouns are... Wow. I just have no words.
Yeah. I see pronouns, as I say. I open up an email, it's got pronouns, I delete. I don't even read it.
Yep.
6:50, coming up next, Frederick. The city of Frederick in Maryland is using your taxpayer dollars to come to the aid of illegal aliens. We'll explain. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
What are the three stages of retirement? Well, you can find out by listening to Safe Retirement Solutions Radio exclusively on WCBM this Thursday evening at 6 and Saturday morning at 11.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning. It's 6:53 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck and a big delay coming up from the Capitol Beltway, 95 northbound. The wreck is just after 198. I looked up at the camera at 216. Some traffic is kind of trickling through that area northbound, so somebody is getting by. But most of the lanes apparently are blocked on 95 north. The service road is even backed up as well. So if you're coming up from the Capitol Beltway on 95 north, all four lanes right now are basically sitting still. Beltway west side, not going to recover. The wreck is still there on the shoulder. Outer loop near the ramp at I-70 and Security Boulevard. Parkville side has filled in at Hartford Road.
and already this morning, 20 to 25-minute delays southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today. Chance of scattered showers starting this afternoon. A breezy and a high in the low 70s. And right now, it is a chance of light rain. The next hour, 62 in Severn and 63 in cloudy in the city. Well, Frederick, Maryland, which is now a bedroom community of Washington, D.C., has a history of rally being somewhat of a center-right.
Yep.
But now it's more center-left. As Frederick has now been basically overcome with federal workers and others of the left persuasion. And its mayor, Michael O'Connor, is a diehard liberal. And earlier in the year, he asked for a legal advocacy fund to be established, introduced by O'Connor in response to President Trump's immigration policies. At the time, the mayor emphasized the importance of providing legal support to help non-citizens remain in the community they call home, even though they may have broken into the country illegally. Of course, that is a small little detail that Mr. O'Connor may have missed. Despite this backlash, he now is poised to win the Democrat primary for Mayor Frederick. His opponent conceded last Friday. He will now face Republican Tom Trott in the general election in November. So yesterday, Maryland Bay News, an online journalism outlet, once again reminded us that they have now allocated $20,000 from the city budget. And this money is now going to be used to find legal assistants, attorneys, etc., for illegal aliens so they can stay in the country. Senator Justin Reedy reacted to that news yesterday.
And taxpayer dollars to promote his own sort of kind of kooky left-wing agenda. Because it's their money. It's their money, and it's being used in a way that's never been done before to pay for legal fees for a deportation order. This isn't even paying like the Office of Public Defender to defend an accused criminal. This is somebody who is being deported because they're here illegally and likely because they've done some other things that they weren't supposed to do while they were here. In many cases, not every case, but in many cases.
Yeah, and when you look at it, public defenders usually are already paid by tax dollars, so I don't know why there's a special fund that is now being created. And then public defenders usually for criminal charges, but we have our own immigration system with judges.
What the hell is he going to do when ICE shows up and says, excuse me, but your city statute doesn't trump federal law?
Right.
He's going to spend money to defend these people?
And that's once they get in custody, I suppose. Yeah. Once they're in jail, and that's that's the other problem is what they should be doing is should be using city tax dollars to protect. And that's what Reedy is saying. The money should be used to be protecting the citizens and residents of Frederick, not the opposite.
Well, I generally believe, and it's frankly nothing personal, but it is an extreme left-wing agenda that drives some of these elected officials and politicians to want to protect illegal immigrants over the interests of taxpaying citizens, and I just don't support it.
Is there anything that the taxpayers there do they have recourse?
I would think you'd have to have a lawsuit of some sort to try to stop it. You know, you'd have to get a whether I don't know if it's a class action suit or if you can find an attorney. It might be something for Dan Cox, who lives out that way, for him to perhaps entertain. Is there a constitutional question here? I'm not sure. When you can does this the mayor can do this single handedly, or does he have to get the imprimatur of the Frederick City Council? Do they go along with this course? As I said, Frederick now has flipped. It's pretty much it's a lefty town for the most part. The actual city of Frederick, now some of the suburbs around it are not as liberal. Obviously, they're more conservative. But here's the thing: I think it's a misuse and abuse of taxpayer dollars. That money should be to protect the citizens of Frederick and not these illegal aliens. They're going to get their day in court. They go before a judge.
Yep.
If they're asking for asylum, they get their hearing. And 97% of all the asylum seekers are not allowed asylum into the United States. You have to have pretty strong either religious or political persecution and evidence. Right. You just can't come in and say, oh, I'm afraid.
That's not going to work. You have to have some evidence before a judge before they'll let you stay here.
Yeah, because I come into work every single morning and say that when I walk into your office.
Yeah.
So it's, and again,
that's why we got you armed up here, ready to go. You're wearing the armor of God this morning.
Yeah.
Rescue Natural Supplements wanted me to share with you that, again, if you're looking to battle cholesterol and reduce your overall cholesterol numbers, we have a great combo for you. We've got, if you purchase any single bottle of Rescue Omega-3s, these are the essential fatty acids that your body needs for heart health and to reduce cholesterol, to reduce triglycerides, and to get your numbers back into the range where they should be. So any bottle of Omega-3s that you purchase, you get a free bottle of the Rescue LDLX Q10. That is red yeast rice. It's the natural version of it. It's not the pharmaceutical version with the nasty side effects. Of course, this has no side effects, and it contains the coenzyme Q10, which you do need if you're taking any kind of statin whatsoever. So you buy one, get the LDLX Q10 free whenever you purchase an Omega-3 supplement at 1-800-26-ALIVE. Use the coupon code TOGETHER when you order. That's 1-800-26-ALIVE, or you can order online at res-q.com.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Ellie. Coming up between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock this morning, Tulsi Gabbard speaks at a vigil while there are protesters outside protesting somehow that they should not be mourning the death of an American by
this
fire.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Gaza City being rocked by thunderous explosions.
The Israeli military has announced its operation in Gaza City to destroy Hamas's military infrastructure. It's now in gear and warns residents to move south. The announcement follows a night of heavy strikes against northern Gaza that killed at least 20 people. Israel's been warning Gaza City residents to evacuate for the past month ahead of the operation, but many have said they're unable to evacuate due to overcrowding in Gaza South and the high price of transport. Also on Tuesday, Secretary of State Marco Rubio left Israel to go to Gaza, where he meets with its ruling emir as the nation still incensed over Israel's strike on Hamas last week. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israel calls a UN report accusing it of genocide in Gaza distorted and false. Capital murder and other charges to be lodged against Tyler Robinson, the 22-year-old man accused of assassinating Charlie Kirk, set to appear virtually today in Utah State Court, his first court appearance. President Trump says the U.S. military is blowing up another drug-running boat in international waters off Venezuela. And at the president's direction, National Guard troops heading to Memphis on a crime-fighting mission. President Trump is urging congressional Republicans to pass a temporary spending bill averting a government shutdown at month's end.
Democratic leaders on Capitol Hill say they're willing to shut down the government in order to save cuts to health care funding. At the White House, the president is telling Republicans to stick together. He writes on social media that GOP lawmakers must fight back against what he calls radical left Democrat demands.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. As the Fed begins a two-day meeting on interest rates, federal appeals court has blocked President Trump from firing Fed Governor Lisa Cook. On Wall Street, the Dow down 10 points, NASDAQ up 75. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Mom, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotion. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. Consequently, they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial #250 and say the words micro, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 micro. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long with Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like there's a new wreck coming out of Harford County on 95 southbound. And looking at the camera at Mountain Road, the wreck is reported down around the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. So already we're backed up right there at Mountain Road at 152. If you're in Harford County, might want to move over already onto Philadelphia Road or Pulaski Highway, coming south to White Marsh Boulevard, and then back over to 95. 95 northbound, coming up from the Capitol Beltway. Big wreck in that area near the ramps between 198 and Route 216. The Beltway west side is still hurting from the early morning wreck at Security Boulevard. Right now, we're still there. About 25-minute delays already this morning at both the Harbor Tunnels headed south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today. Breezy and cooler, too, with highs only in the low 70s. Showers will continue tonight with lows falling into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Baltimore 64 degrees. Reisterstown has 61 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Baltimore County Council has voted to approve a new redistricting map. The vote was 5-2 in favor of the map that will create nine districts. The redistricting legislation will have two majority black districts on the west side and one majority minority district. The proposal redraws the boundaries with black residents comprising 55% of the voters in districts 2 and 3 and 45% in district 4. Jury deliberations will continue today in the trial of a man accused in the stray bullet killing of a woman in Baltimore's Federal Hill neighborhood. Alexis Cancel Soto, one of three men charged with first-degree murder in this case. 19-year-old Cameron Holt died nearly 2 weeks after she was caught in the crossfire of an October 27th shootout in the unit block of West Hamburg Street. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown, leading a coalition of 22 counterparts and supporting a challenge of President Trump's deployment of National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. Coalition has filed an amicus brief in support of D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwab's lawsuit, which challenges what they believe is the unlawful, unconstitutional, and undemocratic deployment. Today is primary election day in Annapolis. Democrats casting ballots for their candidates for mayor and city council. GOP and independent voters not voting. There are no contests in this particular primary for either. And the Baltimore County Fire Department says reports of a bear attack near Pretty Reservoir are inaccurate. Officials say a Baltimore City DPW employee spotted a black bear on Beckleysville Road Monday, and she fell while backing away from the animal. There was no contact between the woman and the bear. 7:06 on WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 318, pick 4, 4998, and next it's Stein on Sports.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports, brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer keeping your home warm all winter long. One of the big things to come out of the Ravens' win over the Browns was team depth with Derrick Henry bottled up by the Browns. Ravens got three touchdowns from their fourth and fifth receivers, two by Tez Walker, one from Tylan Wallace. Head coach John Harbaugh cites the importance of that.
You need a whole team. You know, everybody's on the team for a reason because you need them. You know, you want guys on your team to contribute, you know, and when guys, man, they want guys, everybody wants to contribute. Everybody wants their opportunity. They want their shot.
And a sidebar here, Lamar, with those four touchdown passes on Sunday and a quarterback rating of 126.8, has now statistically at least become the NFL's all-time leading passer. Birds with a 4-1 win over the White Sox last night on the south side of Chicago. Colton Cowser with the big blow, a three-run shot in the sixth to break it open. Kyle Bradish continued his comeback with 9 strikeouts and 5 innings pitched.
I feel good, feel healthy. Obviously, still working through a lot of things, but we're bound through that, and that's part of coming off a long-term injury.
Reliever Dietrich ends with 3 impressive clean innings last night for his second save. And finally, not only is he part owner of the Raiders, Fox commentator, and apparently an assistant coach spotted in the booth last night with headsets on, but Tom Brady will be the headliner of the Fanatics Flag Football Classic. This is a first-of-its-kind round-robin tournament featuring 3 teams of current and former NFL players. It'll be played in March of 2026 at the Kingdom Arena in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Among the participants, Saquon Barkley, CeeDee Lamb, Christian McCaffrey, Myles Garrett, and others, including Brady's former teammate Rob Gronkowski. And the teams will be coached by Pete Carroll, Sean Payton, and Kyle Shanahan. Coming up in 30 minutes, what did John Harbaugh and Joe Flacco talk about in their pregame meet and greet? And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And our number here at 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. That's how you reach us to discuss whatever we're discussing here on the program. Love to hear from you at 410-WCBM-680. Oh, by the way, you can email The Morning Drive at WCBM.com. Text in this show using your free WCBM mobile app. Coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at the Tulsi on the godless left. She weighs in on that. Another failing city school has been uncovered, and Chris Papps of Project Baltimore will weigh in on that. And top story here today is Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller has been on a rant terror of late, especially after the assassination of his good friend Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
And promising that they're going to dismantle the left, these leftist groups and organizations that feed into this kind of hate.
Yeah, by the way, the failing school attribution, or appellation rather, would probably be a little mild when you actually hear the numbers, folks. You got to hang around for that. It's amazing. Stephen Miller, he yesterday had this to say about some of those groups on the political left who've been targeting MAGA, Donald Trump, conservatives, Republicans for a full decade now.
The Democrat Party, its pundits, its allies, the educators, for 10 years have waged a campaign of eliminationist rhetoric against President Trump, against Republicans, against MAGA, against Trump officials. It has been willful and deliberate.
A 10-year campaign. And this is a phrase. It's interesting because I remember coining this phrase 22 years ago. He characterizes the universities in this country in the following fashion.
This is willful and deliberate radicalization. They know what they're doing. Our universities, in many cases, have become incubators for extremism. They become the equivalent of madrasas for jihadism.
I'm not sure. I think you picked up that phrase eventually, Sean, and began to use it as well. Long
except
after
I used it 20 years ago. And the phrase was Marxist madrasas. But that's okay.
Come on, Stephen, get it right.
You know, it's a big group, so welcome.
Yeah,
I'm glad he's using it.
Well, now, this is what he said that's kind of interesting. He said, those domestic terror groups who are bent on destroying this culture and who have violent rhetoric and basically calls to action to violence on a continuing basis, the power of the federal government is now going to come to bear on them.
There is a domestic terrorism movement in this country. When you see these organized doxing campaigns, where the left calls people enemies of the Republic, calls them fascists, says they're Nazis, says they're evil, says they have to be removed, and then prints their addresses, what do you think they're trying to do? They are trying to inspire someone to murder them.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. That's how that rhetoric plays out, and we've seen the results of that rhetoric, tragically, within the last week. 7:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. More from Stephen Miller coming up. First, though, traffic and weather on the threes. It's Chuck Whitaker. All right, there you are.
Yes.
Oh, a moment of self-discovery.
Yeah.
It's called coughing, Mr. Casey.
Oh, it's a moment of coughing.
Did you turn your head to the side?
I tried that once. Never came back to the other side.
I've really been looking to the right ever since then.
Yeah, I've been right-headed since. Whatever the hell that means. See what happens when you drag me into this stuff? Guess what? We had all this stuff earlier on the outer loop at I-70 and Security Boulevard, and that backed us up to 795. Now, apparently, in that backup, there's a wreck at the ramp at 795. So here we go again. So if you're coming down 795, you're trying to get onto the Beltway, that's going to be a problem right there at the merge. Not backed up right now at McDonough Road, but they tell me right at the end of that ramp is where the accident is. 95 southbound, Harford County, Baltimore County line, the wreck there with delays back beyond Mountain Road. You have the option of going over to Philadelphia Road or Pulaski Highway. Northbound 95 had the wreck at the Howard County, Prince George's County line at 198. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for today. Cloudy, chance of scattered showers later this afternoon. Breezy and high about 73. Tonight, back down to low 60. Showers continue. Another wet day tomorrow. And things clear out by the end of the week. Right now, it's cloudy. 61 in Bel Air. 64 in the city. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, yesterday, President Trump was asked early in the morning about, again, some of these leftist organizations that have been advocating political violence that continue to compare him to Hitler and people like Charlie Kirk, may he rest in peace, to fascists, etc. And the violent rhetoric continues to ratchet up. And here's what the president said about investigating some of these leftist groups.
We have to be careful. When we attack people, we have to be careful. Well, the problem is on the left. If you look at the problem is on the left. It's not on the right, like some people like to say on the right. The problem we have is on the left. And when you look at the agitators, you look at the scum that speaks so badly of our country, the American flag burnings all over the place, that's the left, that's not the right.
Do you plan on investigating?
We'll see. We'll be announcing. Okay. They're already under investigation. You know, they're already under major investigation. A lot of the people that you would traditionally say are on the left.
They're already under investigation?
Already under investigation.
Have you asked to start revoking the visas of those who have celebrated Charlie Kirk's death? Have you asked to start revoking the visas of the foreigners who have celebrated Charlie Kirk's death?
No, we haven't, but we are looking at names. We don't like that. That's not right. We wouldn't celebrate if something happened on their side, and we don't. These are sick people. These are really deranged people.
Any progress on the Dutch Airmen, sir?
Well, other than I don't like him.
No, but
he's incompetent. The Fed chairman.
Yeah, so they had leftists are already under investigation. Some of these tied to these violent groups. One of those was brought up at the White House yesterday in the Oval Office, and that's Antifa. The president was asked whether or not he would be willing to designate them a domestic terrorist organization.
Do you plan on designating Antifa finally a domestic terrorist organization?
Well, it's something I would do, yeah. If I have support from the people back here, I think we'd start with Pam, I think. But I would, if you give me, I would do that 100%, and others also, by the way. But Antifa is terrible.
Yeah. And the fact that they have not already been designated a terrorist organization is mind-boggling to me. One individual that was named recently was that of George Soros. The president said should be investigated.
But, you know, they have professional agitators. They're professional. Okay. I had one the other night. I went into a restaurant, and this woman stood up. I looked at her immediately. She had money. She wasn't serious. They get paid for it. They're professional from Soros and other people. And we're going to look into Soros because I think it's a RICO case against him and other people. Because this is more than like protests. This is real agitation. This is riots on the street. And we're going to look into that.
Yesterday, while guest hosting the Charlie Kirk Show, Vice President J.D. Vance said something that a lot of folks have been pushing back on, but I think he's 100% right, especially when you got all these both-sidism, and you got a lot of people now all of a sudden have these kumbaya moments, but Vance says, he's not buying it.
There is no unity with people who scream at children over their parents' politics. There is no unity with someone who lies about what Charlie Kirk said in order to excuse his murder. There is no unity with someone who harasses an innocent family the day after the father of that family lost a dear friend. There is no unity with the people who celebrate Charlie Kirk's assassination. And there is no unity with the people who fund these articles, who pay the salaries of these terrorist sympathizers, who argue that Charlie Kirk, a loving husband and father, deserved a shot to the neck because he spoke words with which they disagree.
Yeah, no unity until these people are completely vanquished and called out. Steve Bannon on the War Room yesterday had some choice words for Utah Governor Spencer Cox.
Cox is part of the problem. He's been the biggest, and it's maybe deeper than that. And what did Cox say? Charlie's said very inflammatory things. Charlie Kirk said very inflammatory things, but he also said some other things that are good. Charlie Kirk, right there on CNN, Charlie Kirk said very inflammatory things, but he also said some other stuff that's okay, that's good. Cox represents the dead Republican Party that just is too gutless to engage here and just wants to look the other way. He's also a bald-faced liar. And let me tell you what he's a bald-faced liar about. The White House did not contact him and ask him to go on TV and do a full Ginsburg yesterday. He notified the White House that, hey, a couple of Sunday shows are reaching out to me. You know, do you have some, you know, things? And they sent, hey, here's what the president's been saying. Because what the president's been saying is not what you've said. That's why the president called him when he had the press briefing. And he took the role of really the FBI director and gave the details. And then went on that long, you know, I don't know, felt like 15-minute speech. The Cox is part of the problem because he's been governor there for a while, and he drove the transgender. Remember, he went out to all the schools, had a Zoom call, and, you know, talked about their pronouns, played into it.
Yeah. He is a woke rhino governor of Utah, and he's just looking for his moment in the spotlight. Day 240 of the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A. 721, don't forget the best of the morning drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages, and check it out. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Jet Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1. Sunday 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me, you need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The C stands for city. The B stands for Baltimore. The M stands for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning, it's 723. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Elliott. And, of course, with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long.
The new wreck, Anne Arundel County, southbound Ritchie Highway at College Parkway. Some road blockage there. Could see a very quick backup on the southbound side. The wreck on 95 at the Harford County, Baltimore County line on the shoulder now. It's improving a little bit. The wreck coming north on 95 from the Capitol Beltway up at the ramp area at 198. Also now on the shoulder. So that's beginning to loosen up just a bit. We're still backed up at both the Harford tunnels. 25-minute delays at least southbound on 95 and 895, the Beltway West Side gridlock, Reisterstown Road all the way down to Frederick Road, the Interloop at Green Spring, not bad, cloud cover today, that's helping that out. Parkville side is slow before Harford Road around to Providence Road, and keep in mind there is rain south and east of the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today, chance of a scattered shower this afternoon, breezy, and a high of 73 right now, light rain expecting the next hour, 64 in Pasadena, 62 in Parkville. Joe is in Baltimore. Joe, good morning.
Morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for all your hard work.
Yes, sir.
When the left would consider myself and you guys, and many others like us that are just kind of mainstream, God-fearing Americans that this country has espoused the principles that we believe in for many, 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 many years, but they've already, in a sense, gotten an edge by saying we're the far right, because we're not the far right. We're just mainstream. Yeah. They're the far left. But and it's already a dumbing down of standards by using that terminology for us. Yeah, are there some far right people? Yes, but by and large, Charlie Kirk, you guys, myself, we're not far right. We're just mainstream.
Yeah, I would think that this is the ongoing semantical game that is being played by the left. The Democrat Party has been completely hijacked and run now by progressive Marxists, which, again, are far left individuals. And on that far left spectrum, you have people like Antifa and BLM, which was based in Marxism. And now we're watching people like Mamdani, Brandon Johnson in Chicago. These are self-avowed communists or Democrat socialists, as they call themselves. Now, that's the masquerade. On the right, you know, we have our establishment Republicans, which, and then you have your conservatives, and then you have your MAGA nation, which these are America First. Even MAGA is a little bit more conservative than the America First movement, which has sort of been co-opted by love. But then you have the Groypers, which they can be considered mm-hmm. far right, the Nick Fuentes mm-hmm. Of the world, the Candace Owens of the world, and look, there can be violence on the extremes on both sure. of the political spectrums. But right now, most of the violence that we're seeing that is being committed is being done in the name of the radical political left, and there's a history of this going all the way back, for centuries.
Yeah, and actually, this is in response to the direction of the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party, there are two wings, as Senator John Kennedy would characterize it. There's the normal wing and the loon wing, and they're fighting for control. And right now, the loon wing is winning. And these actions are a response to rhetoric from the loon wing and suggestions that this is the direction then you have to go. I have a piece of sound for later in the show from the president of the Oxford Union in Great Britain, right, who says, in essence, that conservatives have to be basically dealt with by any means necessary. That's the phrase he used.
Yeah. But part of the problem, I think, is, especially for you Democrats, and look, they're Democrats in my family. I have Democrat liberal friends, and they're wonderful people. They really
sure
are. They don't espouse to any of this kind of vitriol. But the problem is their failure to call it out, their failure to recognize what is happening in their own party, mm-hmm, is, I think, that's part of the problem. If we're going to get to a solution, whether it's on the right or on the left, you need to identify the people that are radicals, and they need to be basically isolated. They need to be kicked out. They need to be told...
Go play in a different sandbox.
Exactly. Persona non grata. We don't want you as part of a Democrat or Republican Party, or whatever the case may be. But that's part of the issue here, is we have Democrats now rushing to the microphone saying, oh, well, what about you guys? What about both sidism here?
Yeah.
That's not going to play here. This, pardon the pun, has become a turning point. This is an awakening on the part of many on the right that we're not going to take this anymore. And I'm not talking about violence here. I'm talking about we're coming at you, we're going to push back, and we're going to push back in great numbers, and we're not going to stop until it is stopped.
You know, it's as Charlie Kirk said, and I'm going to butcher the you know, semi-quote, violence happens when talk ends.
Yeah, well, he says when both sides stop talking,
that's when violence
occurs.
So there'd be nice.
And that's why
have...
he went on to these college campuses. I challenge anybody to give me a video of any of his college campus appearances where he espouses where he's racism or violence. You won't find it.
We are so unaccustomed now, in this generation, to lively debate. I mean, if you want an education of what a lively debate looks like, watch some video on YouTube of the British House of Commons.
Yeah.
I mean, you have lively debate, but nobody is threatening violence.
Well, Charlie,
they're debating the issues.
Charlie went over to Oxford and debated
right
at Oxford, and he ruled the day. And again, they were making fun of him for dropping out of college. And I got to tell you, you know, he knew more than a lot of these so-called Oxford scholars that were challenging him right and left. So,
yep.
Coming up next, another failing city school, but this one with some really problematic numbers. We'll explain in just a moment at 7:30. Time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. The Baltimore County Fire Department says reports of a bear attack near Pretty Boy are inaccurate. Officials say what actually happened was a Baltimore City DPW employee spotted a black bear on Beckleysville Road on Monday, and then while backing away from the bear, she fell. There was no contact between the woman and the bear. The Department of Natural Resources says when encountering a bear, remain calm, make your presence known, speak in a firm voice, and slowly back away, watching your step. The DNR says to allow the bear an escape route and always avoid direct eye contact. That can be seen as a warning sign that the two of you want to go at it, and the bear will win. Contract negotiations have ended between Johns Hopkins and UnitedHealthcare. According to a letter that has been reviewed by the Baltimore Banner, Johns Hopkins will not return to the healthcare giant's network. Hopkins officials are urging anyone covered through UnitedHealthcare to find new doctors and hospitals or risk paying higher out-of-pocket costs. No injuries reported after a fire broke out in a building at Back River Wastewater Treatment Plant in Dundalk. Baltimore County firefighters arrived at the scene. The 8200 block of Eastern Avenue at around 7 p.m. extinguished the fire. Officials say there are no hazmat concerns and the water supply is not affected. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The Baltimore Ravens, by the way, will be wearing their all-black uniforms on September 22nd when darkness falls at M&T Bank Stadium. They'll be hosting the Detroit Lions for a Monday night football game. The kickoff is at 8:15 p.m., and their fans to wear black as well to the pregame time, and everyone in attendance will receive a light-up wristband to take part in the night's entertainment. Coming up on 7:32 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Call Jim White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. I personally give you a money-back guarantee that I will hypnotize you, knowing at the end that hypnosis has been a very relaxing and enjoyable experience. So I will give the inner mind an opportunity to send a message to the body and the consciousness in a way that the body and the consciousness can understand the inner mind's strength, its willingness, and now its total and complete commitment to assist you never to smoke cigarettes again as long as you live. And I wonder how surprised the body and the consciousness will be upon receiving this very strong message. 410-661-1111. Money back guarantee. What do you have to lose?
7:33 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, pick 3, lottery number 318, your pick 4, 4998, and now traffic and weather on the 3s, Chuck Whitaker.
We're okay at the Bay Bridge, 3 lanes west, 2 lanes eastbound, no problems, and then we're okay to Ritchie Highway over to the Severn River Bridge, and now the morning backup has arrived, the morning delay, I-97 southbound through the ramp at Route 32, gets better after the bridge at 178. Beltway still hurting from earlier problems this morning. On the west side, still backed up. There's a broken down vehicle now reported on the ramp from the outer loop on to Reisterstown Road. So keep an eye out for that. Anne Arundel County Police had the wreck southbound Ritchie Highway at College Parkway. 95 out of Harford County, still slow. The wreck down at the Harford County line on the shoulder. The northbound side of 95 improving just a bit, but still slow. Northbound 95 near the ramp at 198 coming up through Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today. Breezy and cooler too, with highs only in the low 70s. Showers will continue tonight with lows falling into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. O's kind of rolled over in Toronto over the weekend, but were handed an opportunity last night in Chicago.
Mayo, Basayo, the runners, and Kowser sends a fly ball to deep left. Benintendi will watch it fly for the second straight game. Colton Kowser goes out to the opposite field.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Kowser's three-run shot. The difference is the Birds get back in the win column. 4-1 was the final over the White Sox. After the game, Kowser on the at-bat that did it all.
Yeah, I think the big thing was just, you know, continuing to see pitches and spoil the ones that, you know, not able to get to, but was able to, you know, put a good swing on a good pitch.
Kyle Bradish last night, 5 innings of 1-run ball. The Fireballer now 4 starts, 22 innings pitched, an ERA of 2.45. Ravens win on Sunday, kind of had a throwback feel to it. A lot of defense and special teams in there. On a day the offense's motor somewhat stalled. That made head coach John Harbaugh happy.
Man, that block punt was big. The block punt, the punt return, and then the two defensive plays that set up scores. You're talking about 24 points that got set up by special teams and defense.
And perhaps the biggest play was by Jake Hummel, that block punt, a second quarter punt that set up the Ravens' first touchdown.
And I'm always just trying to do whatever I can to help the team win. I'm as a, you know, as a special teamer and leader of those units. So, yeah, I mean, if I can, I'm happy to block as many punts as I can. Yeah.
Topsy-turvy NFL after 2 weeks. The Chiefs are 0-2 after their Super Bowl rematch with the Eagles. Meanwhile, Daniel Jones and the Colts are 2-0 following their upset win over the Broncos. Meanwhile, the league's still buzzing over that Giants-Cowboys game in Big D. Giants trailing by 4 with 33 seconds to play.
From the Dallas 48, Wilson protected, heaving one, wants Neighbors, Malik Neighbors, touchdown Giants, he dropped it in the bucket.
And that gave the Giants a 3-point lead with 33 seconds to play, and then the Cowboys rush back on the other end of the field, and how about this, no time on the clock, Brandon Aubrey from 64.
Aubrey, does he have enough? It's
Brandon Aubrey, only a matter of time until he breaks Justin Tucker's record. That tied it, and then Aubrey would win it in overtime, 37-34, the final. And finally, what was the pregame greeting like between Joe Flacco and Coach John Harbaugh before the Ravens-Browns game? Let's listen in.
You're amazing, man. We're doing it. Great seeing you.
I told guys earlier this week, I still remember kicking my feet up on your desk. Like, not really, but rookie year. Yeah. Our both of our rookie year. It's crazy.
How's the family?
Good.
Kids
growing
are good?
Up, dude. Crazy.
I heard your kids are going crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. It's a lot of fun.
That's the life you wanted.
Yeah, it is.
Always good.
Appreciate it, man.
Love you, man. Always will.
As it should be between two greats in Baltimore history. The time now, 7:37, when we return, the brotherhood of the NFL.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member
So that was Flacco and Harbaugh in the pregame. You know how they meet and greet on the field beforehand as they practice and get ready. Nnamdi Matabike had a great quote in the postgame. I had a chance to interview him. I'm in the locker room after the game. And I was just talking to him about the chirping that was going on between the two teams in the week leading up to the game. Jerry Jeudy, Grant Delpit, Marlon Humphrey, et cetera, et cetera. He said, look, that's great for the NFL, but that's all for show. You know, it gets the fans going and all that kind of stuff. And not that there's not rivalries in the league. There are, okay? But when it comes down to it at the end of the day, that NFL, the players, it's a brotherhood. They know, everyone knows, anytime they step on the field, it could be the last play they ever play.
Yep.
And they really look out for each other. And that's why you see them hugging in the pregame, hugging in the postgame, because that's really what it's all about at the end of the day.
Yeah, once the whistle blows, they're competitors.
Right.
And they want to take the other guy's head off. But not hurt them, but just, tough, hard, physical tackles and running and passing and so on and so forth. So you're right. When the game is over, they put everything aside, and they often will pray, or they'll have wonderful conversations together. Because a lot of these guys played in college against each other.
Were teammates together.
The threads of these players were sewn a long time ago, sometimes in youth football. So they know each other for years and years.
Yeah. If only the WNBA could discover that.
Speaking of that,
WWE over there still.
7:39. I want to preface this next segment with we've heard a lot from Governor Moore and Mayor Scott and other black elected leaders that they really care about the children. No one left behind. Isn't that Governor Moore's slogan?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, he and Mayor Scott and school CEO Sonia Santelices and others are absolutely failing children, and they're leaving children behind. Now, there are children that are successful in Baltimore City schools, no doubt. There are some children that are going to survive and thrive in any school. But there are many schools, many children that are being abandoned. Their educational needs are being ignored. Case in point at the Achievement Academy. Our buddy Chris Pabst over Project Baltimore, his latest investigation has uncovered yet another stunning failure in Baltimore City public schools when it comes to academic outcome. At Achievement Academy, over the last 4 years, not one child tested proficient in math.
Not one?
One. In 4 years. Okay? 134 students at the school took the state math exam over the last 4 years, and not one of them scored proficient. They're at Achievement Academy is an alternative placement school for students who struggle in traditional academic settings. According to the state data, in 2021, Achievement Academy received $20,000 for each one of its 372 students. By 2024, they got $42,000 per student.
$42K per student?
The funding more than doubled, and not one student over those years tested proficient, not one, on the state math exams. Chris Pabst asked former city councilman Carl Stokes what this is all about.
It says that the leadership is worthless, pretty much. They are failing their mission. They are failing the students.
Absolutely failing. And so where do you start? Where do you start to get some kind of reckoning here?
So you start with North Avenue headquarters. You begin with that leadership from superintendent, a CEO, and her cabinet, and then the local school leadership.
The Achievement Academy's principal last year was Kristen Taylor, who's been with City Schools for nearly 20 years. According to their database, she makes about $150,000 a year in total earnings. Mm-hmm. With this kind of record, not one testing proficient in 4 years. So perhaps with the $64,000 question to Carl Stokes.
What is the answer?
Accountability, starting with the elected officials, holding school officials accountable.
What does that look like?
At some point, you have to withhold money in terms of increases, salaries, et cetera, and withhold promotions. And finally, you must dismiss persons who don't meet the standard that you're trying to get to for these young people.
Oh, but that never happens in Baltimore City schools. This school should be closed.
That's the problem.
The school board has failed. The city council has failed. The mayor has failed. And the governor has failed to protect the educational needs of black, mostly black children in our city schools. And this is shameful. You should be absolutely ashamed of yourselves with this kind of record. And you've done nothing. You've done 4 years. 4 years to correct this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same result every year.
Just amazing. You go 4 years without a single student attesting proficient. We need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number. First, though, it's Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
I brought you as a service of the Liberty Ship John W. Brown, docked at the Inner Harbor, Baltimore County, just heading out. Report of a wreck now on Mount Carmel Road, right at the ramp at 83. It looks to be on Mount Carmel Road. I don't see any impact right now on 83, but a couple of medics are heading that way along with Baltimore County. Definitely a heads up for that. A lot of slowing. Both the Harbor Tunnels early this morning backed up 25 to 30 minutes southbound, both on 95 and 895. The Beltway now has gone really just into the normal delay. A little cloud cover today helping the inner loop through Pikesville, but the outer loop on the Parkville side, the west side, never really did recover. 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. JFX last check was busy from Ruxton Road through the city-county line. Keep in mind, Anne Arundel County had a wreck southbound Ritchie Highway at College Parkway. And what's scarier than Baltimore traffic? The ghost ship on the Liberty Ship John W. Brown. And if you have what it takes to face your fear, dark secrets, horrors that lie below decks, just like the show here at the radio station, every Friday and Saturday in October at BaltimoreGhostShip.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with Traffic and Weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's only a concern, Chuck, when they say, we're going to take you to the train station. That's when you get really concerned.
Right. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy day, chances scattered showers later on this afternoon. Breezy and a high of about 73. And tonight, low 60s. Tomorrow, pretty much the same kind of forecast. The next couple of days going to be wet. Right now, cloudy 65 in the city and 62 in Forest Hill. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You'll be the winner. Today, we've got a WCBM Stein, not a Gary Stein, but a beer Stein.
A beer Stein.
That's a glass with WCBM logo on it. You can enjoy your favorite adult beverage. Dave in Ellicott City is our contestant. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
Last, please.
All right. Good luck to you, Dave. Here are your three stories. Story one, a liberal official in Florida is opposed to renaming a local road Turning Point USA after Charlie Kirk's organization in Escambia County. Lillian Montgomery says that it is not proper to glorify hate speech with its own road. Story two, Isis Wharton is contesting the California Department of Motor Vehicles' decision to revoke her personalized license plate, which reads, I am Isis. California says it is obviously going to be offensive and provoke. She says, hey, it's my name, and it's a First Amendment right. In story three, a boozed-up man sporting aviator glasses was busted driving a child-sized pink Barbie Jeep down a main road to get a Slurpee. The man was spotted rolling down a road in British Columbia in a pint-sized vehicle. As his friend walked beside him, police did pull him over and cited him for DUI. Is a story one, Turning Point USA Road, nixed by a liberal official in Florida? Story two, California woman cannot have I Am ISIS as her license plate? Or story three, lazy boozed-up driver busted for his ride in a Barbie Jeep? All right, we'll start with Kristen this morning.
I think I could see one and two being probable. I think I'll go with number three. I don't know if that counts as a DUI. He might have been a danger to himself, but I'm not sure how that might have counted as a DUI. I'll say three.
All right, Kristen goes for story number three. Chuck?
Two.
Chuck goes for two. Bruce?
Well, I think the I Am ISIS is probably true. I asked for I Am Constantly Puzzled, and they said it was just simply too long. I think the fake news is story number one.
Bruce goes for one, and Dave?
I lived in Escambia County for a while. I don't think they have any liberals. I'm going to go with three.
All right. You got to go with three?
Yep.
All right. Dave goes for story number three. Story number one, Bruce voted for story one. Dave flirted with it for just a moment. That is our fake news story of the day. Ooh. No opposition there. It has been proposed, but so far, no pushback.
Sure.
Sorry about that, Dave. Thanks for listening.
All right.
Playing
Thanks.
The game. Appreciate that.
Come on.
What's that, Chuck?
I said show off.
Who, Bruce?
Yeah.
I didn't say anything.
He says I'm constantly puzzled.
One out of 800.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's really. Yeah. Just how's the view from back there, Chuck? Because I understand that if you're not the lead dog, you get the same view all the time. I was just wondering, is it the same
in your
all
case,
the
case, it's as wide as two axe handles. That's all I can say.
Oh, yes.
There's a lot of room for parking on that ass, I can tell you that.
The spirit of competition overwhelms.
It's ugly in here, folks.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there you go.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. 410-922-6680 coming up at the top of the hour. New poll out. Should Larry Hogan enter the race for governor? We'll take a look at the $100,000 mystery lawsuit. Judges are ruling is entertaining that. And a Maryland school employee gets the axe for posting offensive stuff about Charlie Kirk. So we got that coming up for you in just a second as well. Let's take a quick call here from Claude Narbutus.
Hey, Claude.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you, Vice President Vance knocked it out of the box yesterday for Charlie Kirk.
Yep, he had a great guest hosted on the Charlie Kirk show yesterday from the White House.
Yeah, and I'm surprised he held it together.
Yeah, a lot of guests on there, too.
Man, I used to listen to Charlie every night on WCBM, and it broke my heart when I heard that. And I started crying, man, because he was so beautiful and what his, said, and what his children saw with this. These people are evil, man. That's all they are. They can't talk about things. They just got to, you know, use violence.
Yeah.
That's not what we're about. Well, about violence. He wasn't about religion either.
They not only took his life, this was an attempt to censor speech, to censor the silence, the rest of us. And that's why you're seeing such pushback here. And now I understand, and Claude, thanks for the call, that the Turning Point USA chapter applications has grown to 38,000. That's just
amazing.
I don't think Charlie... If you ever said, you know, how big can this thing get? I don't think you told him he would have 40,000 chapters. It would boggle his mind. And now we're approaching that in just less than a week. So that is the massive MAGA pushback that we're seeing here, and it's going to continue. This is going to be a tidal wave. It's going to be a tsunami of good over evil. 7:51, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Brian, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market, so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show. That you would dance around like a demon and say, Charlie Kirk is dead, Charlie Kirk is dead. Of course you're going to lose your job. Any good company would say you've got to lose your job. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53, traffic and weather on the 3s all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Broken down vehicle just reported. Robert, one of our listeners, says southbound 95 at the ramp in Havre de Grace at 155. Said the vehicle stopped in the center lane. So keep an eye out for that as you're coming south from the Tidings Bridge. The wreck in the northern Baltimore County is on Mount Carmel Road. A couple of vehicles are involved. The westbound lanes are affected. So traffic right there at the ramp, not on the interstate, but right there on Mount Carmel Road. You'll have delays through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Mostly cloudy today. Chance for scattered showers later this afternoon in 73. It's going to be wet tonight and again tomorrow, maybe even into Thursday. The weekend, though, looking to be gorgeous. Right now, 65 and cloudy in Millersville, and it is 64 in Middle River. Let's take a phone call here, and this is Tony in Cockeysville.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, gentlemen. First, I have to agree with you, Sean, what you were saying about the pushback from Charlie Kirk's assassination is going to be huge. It emboldens me to not be silent. Talking about the school system and Carl Stokes' comments, you know, I semi-retired last year, and one thing I've always wanted to do is teach. So I'm now a substitute teacher in the Baltimore County Public Schools. And I go into what I call the belly of the beast, some of the worst schools in Baltimore County. I try not to anymore. But I have come to a completely different understanding about what's going on in the school system. Now, I'm not in Baltimore City, so I can't speak to that.
Right.
And I'm doing most of the elementary and middle school. But it is not the school system's. Now, there's two separate issues. One is the indoctrination of the woke agenda. That's a whole separate issue. Mm-hmm. The other thing is failing in schools, okay? That, from my experience, what I've seen over the last year, it is 100% due to a certain population of the students that make it impossible for the others to learn. It is complete lack of motivation from most of them, not all of them, but most of them. Complete lack of discipline, of focus, of basic social standards. You know, I'm just going to give one or two examples, and this boggled my mind because I did not expect this when I came in. You know, some of the schools, the systems are set up wonderfully. The teachers leave because they can't handle it anymore. That's what I see. That's why there are so many substitutes in Baltimore County. We have on Monday, there were over, I think, 150, because I get the text every morning on, you know, any positions.
Wow.
150 teachers out on Monday. They can't keep the teachers. But what happens is you get these certain number of students I won't name them, but I'll let you name them in your own mind. And if you have a class of 25 or 30 and you have three disruptive students, you spend 90% of your time trying to corral them. And I don't just mean telling them, please sit down and be quiet. I mean, they're fighting in class. These are elementary kids. They're fighting in class. They're talking back to you. They do not want to learn. They, period, do not want to learn.
Right. And so, Tony, what? How are you instructed to deal with disruptive, unruly students in a classroom as a substitute?
Well, you have so many, you know, so many things you can do until you have to send them to the office. But there's really still, even then, it's so frustrating. And I see it with teachers for whom I substitute, you know, when they come in, if I'm only like in the morning or whatever, and you can see the frustration on their faces. You can just see it. I'll give an example. I won't say the name of the school, but it's in Eastern Baltimore County. It happens to be in a predominantly Hispanic area. Okay. 85%, cause I go on grade schools and look at what the demographics is of the school before I pick an assignment. 85% Hispanic, okay? I've been to the school several times. It's an elementary school. I love it. The students are motivated. They learn. They listen. And I had an interesting discussion with a teacher there, and I said, this is so different from so many other schools when I go on the western part of Baltimore County. And she said, these students here, their teachers, their parents want them to learn. They want them to learn. When there's a discipline problem, we call the parents. The next day, the discipline problem is over, because they want them to learn. Now, in one classroom it was a smaller class, probably 24. I had two students who were of the classification that causes problems. They call them an AA, an academic assistant. This stays with this kid. This is in third grade. Stays with this kid all day long, so he doesn't fall asleep in class. That's her only. She's a county employee, paid to make sure this kid doesn't fall asleep in class.
Now, is it the child is not getting enough sleep at home, or is there a medical condition that leads to this?
No, it's because they just don't care. They just get up in the middle.
I think you hit on it. I think it's there's a, much of this is you can lay at the feet of parents. How engaged they are to child's homework and food and sleep hygiene, to making sure their child is ready and prepared to go to school the next day to learn. So many of them are not, and I guess you're seeing it firsthand. We're running out of time here, Tony. Just about 30 seconds.
When you see the kids who aren't in that class, when you see their eyes bug out because they can't believe the behavior that they're seeing, you know it's not the school system.
Right, and that other kids can learn in that environment. Tony, thanks for the call and sharing that story. That is a real eye-opener. And the fact is, so we get right back to New York City. They tried the rubber rooms. That didn't work for a while. How do you discipline children today that are unruly in class? Teachers can't discipline. Administrators, you know, they babysit for a while. But isn't it, at the end of the day, the parent, your child's going to be expelled and you're going to have to homeschool your child or they get a warning or something. Because I think the last thing a lot of parents want to do is homeschool. School. All right, coming up next, should Hogan enter the race?
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Today, we'll bring Tyler Robinson's first court appearance. A 22-year-old accused assassin of Charlie Kirk will appear virtually before a Utah state court. He'll face capital murder and other charges. Vice President Vance vowing to carry on Charlie Kirk's legacy.
In an unprecedented moment for a sitting vice president, Vance hosted the Salem Radio Network's Charlie Kirk Show days after the conservative grassroots leader was murdered. Speaking in personal terms, the vice president said Kirk inspired him to be a better husband and father.
And that is the way that I'm going to honor my friend.
He also vowed to carry on Kirk's legacy.
The movement that Charlie started has to keep going.
And the vice president denounced what he called the festering violence on the far left. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is deploying the National Guard to Memphis to combat crime. And after Memphis,
we got to go and save our big cities, our great cities. Chicago's a great city. And we're going to make it great again very soon, and I think we can do that.
The president says another boatload of poison will not be reaching U.S. shores. The American military has blown another drug-running boat out of the water in the Caribbean. Israel has launched a major Gaza City offensive targeting Hamas. Secretary of State Rubio suggesting the terror group brought it upon itself.
We still have a Hamas that is not only holding 48 hostages, they're holding Gaza hostage and they're using civilians as human shields. There's still a dangerous element that are, and as long as that they exist, as long as they're around, there will be no peace in this region because they are not agents of peace, they are agents of barbarism.
Israel is strongly rejecting a new UN report accusing it of genocide in Gaza. Israel labeling the report distorted and false. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 2 points. The Nasdaq futures up 49, S&P futures 10 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Every day, I speak with people who are worried and are feeling a lot of pressure because of credit card debt. That's why I'm very proud of what we do at Trinity. We just help. We give people the support they need, along with a real plan to become debt-free. Credit card bills are consolidated into a single monthly payment that is much less than what they were paying before. Most of our members end up saving thousands and even may improve their credit scores by as much as 200 points. I know from the bottom of my heart that I'm making a difference in the lives of the people we help. It just makes me really happy.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Julie, and I'm a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so that wreck on Mount Carmel Road is a bad one, apparently. They're going to shut down the westbound lanes right at 83. So local traffic heads up for that. It's not affecting 83 on the main line, but if you're exiting or trying to get on there, definitely will be a factor. Back up pretty solid right now. I-97 southbound Benfield Boulevard down through the split at Route 32. Earlier, there was a wreck on Ritchie Highway southbound at College Parkway, and we're still 25 to 30 minute delays southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today, breezy and cooler too with highs only in the low 70s. Showers will continue tonight with lows falling into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, temperatures are in the moderate range. You're looking at around 65 degrees currently downtown Baltimore, 61 degrees still in Reisterstown. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Baltimore County Council has voted to approve a new redistricting map. The vote was 5-2 in favor of the map that will create 9 districts. The redistricting legislation will have 2 majority black districts on the west side of the county, 1 majority minority district. The proposal redraws the boundaries with black residents comprising 55% of the voters in 2 and 3 and 45% in District 4. This redistricting follows the expansion of the county council from 7 to 9 members. Jury deliberations continue today in the trial of a man accused in the stray bullet killing of a woman in Baltimore's Federal Hill neighborhood. Alexis Kensel Soto, one of the 3 men charged with first-degree murder in this case. He is the first of the 3 to be tried. 19-year-old Cameron Holt died nearly 2 weeks after she was caught in the crossfire of an October 27th shootout in the unit block of West Hamburg Street. Maryland AG Anthony Brown is leading a coalition of 22 counterparts in supporting a challenge of President Trump's deployment of National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. Coalition has filed an amicus brief in support of D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwalb's lawsuit, challenging what they believe is the unlawful, unconstitutional, and undemocratic deployment. Today is primary day election in Annapolis, with Democrats casting ballots for their candidates for mayor and city council. For the Republicans and for independents, no primary because there are only 1 candidate for each office currently on the ballot. And the Baltimore County Fire Department says reports of a bear attack near Pretty Boy Reservoir are inaccurate. Officials say a Baltimore City DPW employee spotted a black bear on Beckleysville Road Monday, and she fell while backing away from the animal. There was no contact between her and the bear. 8:06 on WCBM, Pick 3 Lottery 318, your Pick 4, 4998, and next it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep high breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security, all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked.
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High-five, everybody! High-five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High-five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. It'll be Dean Kramer tonight as the O's try to build on their 4-1 win last night that saw Colton Cowser club a 3-run shot and Kyle Bradish continue on the comeback trail, pitching 5 innings of 1-run ball, walking 4, and striking out 9.
Kind of frustrating, just coming out the gates good. And then I walked 4 guys, kind of lost command, kind of through that 3rd inning. But overall, kept the team in it, limited damage, and we won. So
first pitch tonight will be at 7:40 on the south side of Chicago. What got into Roquan Smith on Sunday? Perhaps the 8th-year linebacker's best game of his career. All over the field with 15 tackles, 3 for loss, 2 quarterback hits, and of course the scoop and score, the fumble recovery from 63 yards and the touchdown. Could it have been a little pregame pep talk from Ray Lewis in the tunnel?
Hunters hunt. They hunt. Lead them to hunt, bro. 60 minutes this time. You understand?
60 minutes indeed. Just a little reminder from the Hall of Famer. And finally, there's this from former ESPN host and Buffalo Bills lineman Marcellus Wiley on his YouTube podcast called On the Rocks, his feelings on the assassination of Charlie Kirk.
When I see a man die, that's one thing, but then people are happy he's dead because of what he said. Not what he did necessarily, but what he said. We have lost our way.
Coming up in 30 minutes, another message from Charlie Kirk to Lamar. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680 is our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Love to hear from you. Thanks for sending your emails and text in. We'll get to some of those here in this hour. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at Ed Sheeran, the pop singer, has written a moving, heartfelt, touching song in tribute to Charlie Kirk, and we're going to play it for you in its entirety coming up at the end of this hour. And again, we'll take a look at there's a lot of love for Charlie. It's just not in this country, but worldwide.
Yeah,
in the UK, and we're from Katie Hopkins as well. But our top story here today is it's happening in the Baltimore Sun. There's a poll: should former Governor Larry Hogan enter the race to be Maryland governor? And the poll results, 70% yes, and 28% no. Only 1% are unsure. So that's a significant majority. And again, this is not scientific. It's just, you know, a vanity poll, but it's interesting that 70%, and look, a lot of that's going to be driven by the people who just really don't want anything to do with Westmore being reelected. I don't care who the Republican nominee is. They'd vote for, you know, a dead mule over Westmore.
Is dead mule running? Because I don't think
No. In fact, the only people that are running officially, as of right now, two Republicans and one Democrat. The Republicans are John Myrick and Carl Brunner. The Democrat is Ralph Joffe. He's a perennial candidate. No other candidate, including Ed Hale, has been officially listed on the State Board of Elections candidates for governor. Now, part of that is because they have to name a running mate before they can be officially listed on the website. So, again, there are other people. There's Delegate Christopher Boucher, Farmer Kurt Wedekind, Steve Hershey, as you know, is exploring the possibility of doing that. So, but right now, again, there's this overwhelming polling group. Now, I have a tough time, and this is kind of an unusual, it's a paradox, Bruce, that I think that Larry Hogan might have a difficult time winning the primary.
Yes, I think
he could possibly win the general,
but he probably can't win a primary.
But he may not be able to win the Republican primary. And
that 28%, my bet is they're all Republicans.
Yeah, exactly. So, and therein lies the problem for a guy like Lockdown Larry. And by the way, I will tell you right now, Spencer Cox is the Larry Hogan of Utah. They're exactly cut from the same cloth. He had the exact same stuff. He had lockdowns. He masked everybody up. You couldn't go to church. You couldn't pick up your food. Yeah, he was threatening people with arrest out in Utah during the lockdown. So Hogan is, and or Spencer Cox rather, is a Hogan wannabe or a clone. So that is the question we throw out there. And I just, do you think Larry Hogan can win the Republican primary? The general election, maybe he's got a shot, but I don't think he can.
I don't think he can either, but let's hear what the folks have to say about that. 410-WCBM680 is our telephone number. Right now it's 813. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Didn't Judy Collins did that, didn't she? Send in the clones?
Yes, exactly right. I think you're right, yeah.
I know. You used to play that, didn't you, Bruce?
Send in the clones.
Yeah. I remember that. I used to drive in a ditch on Paintersville Road when you used to play that. Couldn't take it.
Most of your life has been in a ditch.
Thank you, Mr. Casey.
You're quite welcome,
Thank
sir.
Thank you for joining in, being part of the show this morning.
What's so nice. Damn pigeon.
We found the reason for the backup on I-97. I went back. I thought, you know, I better look at this, see if it's having an impact. Backed up to Benfield Boulevard. The problem is there's a wreck crowding the left-hand lane down the hill from Benfield and before you get to the split at Route 32. So that's why we're backed up back to Benfield Boulevard. You'll need to stay to the center and the right as you're coming through there. That's a big wreck in northern Baltimore County. Mount Carmel Road is affected and may be closed for a while on the westbound side right there at I-83. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today. Good chance of some showers later this afternoon, 73, the expected high. And right now we're at 67 with some light rain in Annapolis, and it is 69 in Ocean City. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Once again, we head to the circus because that's where we put all the loons once they've lost it. So let's see exactly which loon pops out of the car this time. Please enter the big top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring. As the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and this is just a delightful young lady. She's 18 years old. She is or was a student at Texas Tech. She arrives on campus. This little, you know, cheeky kind of 18-year-old promptly begins to scream at people there with a Charlie Kirk vigil, using every profane word in her vocabulary. Your homie's dead. She then went up to these people who were just trying to have a vigil, trying to gather in prayer, and confronted them.
Why are you being so hateful?
Why are you so hateful? Why are you so hateful? Why are you so hateful? Yeah.
Hey, can somebody tell her to back up?
Can you not put the camera in my face?
I'm sitting here. You walked up to me.
Okay, well,
I don't want this. I said rest in peace.
Okay, and I can
just leave it alone. Please don't come after me. I want to be left alone.
I'm not emotional, ma'am. Don't tell me what I am and what I'm not. You can get out of my face because I could tell you what you are, but you won't like it.
You're being aggressive. You're being aggressive.
I'm not being aggressive. My voice is very calm. You're calling me aggressive because I'm a black woman.
Oh, yeah, okay. Draw out every single little kind of stereotype you can. You're calling me aggressive because I'm a black woman after I was standing 10 feet away and screaming profanity at you. Yeah, that's exactly right, darling. Precisely right. Her name is Giselle, what is it? It's Giselle, no, it's Cameron Giselle Booker. And she is or was a student at Texas Tech because when the administration found out about her behavior, they kicked her out. Imagine going home saying, Mom and Dad, I had a great time at college. What's next? Right now, Cameron, get the hell out of here. Hey, I can tell you what you are. That's what I can do. Oh, really?
Yeah, the level of... And you wonder, this, who was it that coined the term mass psychosis conversion or something, or mass formation psychosis? I can't remember what the exact terminology is. Maybe it was Robert Malone. I can't remember what it was. But we were watching, before our eyes, a mass number of people have a psychotic break from reality in celebrating the death of another human being. I understand you don't like his politics. I understand that you may have thought some of the things he said were you didn't agree with. But we're watching now as people in all walks of life, judges, army generals, Coast Guard members, Secret Service members, teachers, administrators, nurses, doctors, in every walk of life, and they are from the leftist persuasion, dance on somebody's grave. What the hell happened to the fabric of our society? I know Kristen wants to weigh in.
I actually wanted to go back to your original question.
Oh, I'm Larry Hogan. Okay.
I do. I didn't want to miss the chance. All right, so let's do a little flashback. We've done this a few times, but I think it's good for people to remember. Remember in Hogan's second term, after he got elected, once he used our conservative MAGA base to get elected a second time, he used every opportunity, every Sunday, he was running to the talk shows to bash Trump, and he'll do it again if he gets back in, because now Trump's back in office. He was a COVID dictator. He wasted our money on the South Korean test. I don't even know what we were doing with that. He set up the hotlines so citizens could tattletale and rat out their fellow citizens for, have a family having dinner together? God forbid. He tried to make the Maryland State Troopers his own stormtroopers as he tried to use them to enforce all of those unlawful dictations. They picked winners and losers during COVID for the businesses. It didn't even make any sense. And he went along with that for a lot longer. Maybe he could say at the very beginning, we didn't know what was going on and we were trying to be careful, but it went on way too long. And then, of course, I know we haven't forgotten what happened 4 years ago where he attacked our own nominee that the voters chose. So it wasn't just an act against Dan Cox. It was against all of us who voted. We chose him as our nominee. If you didn't love him, then maybe just shut up. Then just not say anything. Don't. Yeah. But you didn't have to go on the offensive. And he welcomed Wes Moore, so he had no problem with Wes Moore. So remember, there are two sides of the same coin. He was fine with Wes Moore. So if Hogan runs and gets in the primary and wins, and we're told we have this choice, we have this illusion of choice between him and Moore, it's the same thing. They will both attack Trump. And remember, he didn't just not grow the Republican Party during his term. He shrunk it. So the other issue is we need to remember he has never been condemned once. So not only do I blame Larry Hogan, but I blame the state party leadership, past and present. I don't want to hear what was someone else then and is somebody else now. No, it doesn't matter. They're all the same. And even the central committees. Remember, Liz Cheney was condemned by her own state party after her actions. So they shouldn't even let him. But he's never once been denounced because they're all afraid of him. By the way, I have sources who say secretly a lot of the county party leadership like Ed Hale, but they're afraid to come out and bash Hogan. So I say... Yeah. Stick up for yourself.
Speak your truth.
Yeah. And at least denounce Hale. I mean, denounce Hogan. Excuse me.
No, denounce politics as usual. Denounce what.
Let's have a real election. Let's not
You do not reward people like Larry Hogan for their, you know, what they did while they were in office.
Yeah, you want doorstep behavior? I mean, really?
Right. So, and look, this might be this on paper just stirring the pot here a little bit. But look, we've all heard the rumors that he's just waiting, biding his time. And I just would like to see, Ed Hale's got some very interesting things to say. Don't agree with him on everything. But I think we're going to have to look at who is going to give us the best chance to unseat Wes Moore, because we can't take another 4 years of this guy. We've already been taxed to smithereens.
I'm not sure Moore thinks
he's already driving people out of the state. The crime, the education systems are failing. So let's stop dancing with the same old, and let's embark on a new adventure like we did with Donald Trump in 2016. Day 21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Michael Freeman is here with the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, guys. So we talked about contributory and comparative negligence last week. There's something in Maryland called the Boulevard Law. That means if you're not on the favored boulevard, usually you have a stop sign, something like that. If you're not on the favored boulevard, it is your responsibility. If you're crossing that intersection, if you're crossing the boulevard, you have to get through it without being hit. That is the Boulevard Law. It's almost 100%. Now, what if you stop, look both ways, two-way highway, nobody's coming. You cross, you almost make it. You get hit right in the rear bumper. Most of your car is already out of the intersection, but that rear bumper is still sticking out, okay? In Maryland, and this happened because my client called me, couldn't believe his insurance company told him he was at fault for the accident. He was contributorily negligent. If this is Maryland, it's no case. Even if the other driver on the boulevard is speeding, he's going to have to be speeding about 90 miles an hour. If he's going 10, 15 miles over the speed limit, it's not going to matter. It is your responsibility. Now, if you are in a comparative negligence state, what you could do is take the case to trial, and a jury could find that the person on the boulevard who was speeding and should have been able to see you and didn't allow you to get across all the way across is 75% guilty, while you are only 25% guilty, because really you didn't do anything except you didn't get across safely, which in Maryland is your responsibility. So in that comparative negligence, you can win because you were only 25% negligent as found by a jury. In Maryland, case doesn't even go to trial because you are almost automatically contributorily negligent. That's the difference between the two. Most states have comparative negligence. We do not. So we are a contributory state. So the moral of the story is if you're on the unfavored boulevard, you really have to be careful. Doesn't matter whether there's a turn you didn't see or mountain blocking or a guy coming speeding. You've got to get across the intersection. So if you've had that kind of accident and you have some problems like this gentleman did, he couldn't believe he was at fault or contributorily negligent, give us a call, 410-363-6848. Go to our website, maflaw.com. Just prickle in your little email to us. We'll get right back to you, and that's what we do. So there you go. Thanks for allowing us to be on with you guys, and keep up the good work, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate that. That's great advice. Don't forget the website. maflaw.com.
8:23 right now. Traffic weather on the threes once again. It's Chuckles Johnson.
Looks like there may have been a temporary stoppage in the Old Harbor Tunnel northbound. They're moving again now, but just about 3-4 minutes ago, very slow and stacked up northbound from the Steel Bridge and into Child Street on the northbound side. So it's moving, but it's still going to be backed up. Let me just go back over, take a look at the Steel Bridge. And, yeah, it's still backed up right there. So right now, 10 minutes extra on the northbound side, which had been fairly quiet. 895 still backed up through Moravia Road. 95 is backed up to Moravia Road. That's the traffic going south into both the harbor tunnels. And we're still looking at 25 to 30 minutes. Is JFA heavy traffic today? Houston Road through the line to get it. A lot of these on the big wreck. And again, both sides now of Mount Carmel Road are closed. East and West Mount Carmel Road closed at the ramp at I-83.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. The cloudy today, chance of scattered showers starting this afternoon. Might see some light rain prior. Breezy 73. Right now, maybe rain the next hour. 66 in Stevensville. It is 66 in Arnold. Just real quick, because Kristen, basically, what she said was, again, I agree wholeheartedly. I think for me, the Hogan issue is that, remember, he nominated Kelly Schultz. He handpicked Kelly Schultz to be, and she was rejected wholeheartedly by the voters. And so the voters had already had enough of Larry Hogan then, when Dan Cox. And then what happened? Instead of getting behind Dan Cox, he poisoned the well. Said he wasn't welcome at the governor's mansion, threatened to arrest him at assemblies. He was dividing the Maryland GOP. Do we want that again? I think what's going to happen if Larry Hogan gets in, and hopefully he doesn't, if he gets in, we saw what happened with the drive for five. That was five seats. Yeah. We only needed five seats. He couldn't generate five seats statewide. Do we think? What's going to happen is that down ballot Republicans who are trying to hang on to these seats or grow their numbers are going to be affected, because I think people are going to sit out.
Yeah.
If he does survive a Republican primary, which I doubt, if he does survive, I've heard from a lot of people saying, I'm not voting for Hogan. And I may just sit this one out as a protest against the Maryland GOP. They got to bottom out before they can rebuild. So that's my concern. And if I were Larry Hogan, I would just go quietly in the night.
For me, it's Tweedledee and Tweedledum. I mean, there's no difference as far as policy or the approach to national politics between Moore and Hogan. Why would I choose to vote for either one of them? I'll sit it out if that's the case.
Well, you have a progressive Democrat and you have a Democrat.
Yeah.
Those are your choices. And we need better choices. We need a true, real opposition party. And we don't have that in Maryland. David's in Waldorf. Good morning, David.
Morning, David.
Good morning. Thanks for taking the call. And I agree with Kristen. I agree with what you just said. That man is disgusting. He is nothing but a Trump-hating windbag. I mean, he's a rhino. They should have his picture next to R-I-N-O in the dictionaries. Not that we have dictionaries anymore, but still.
No. If there were such a thing.
But you know what, David? I get a lot of pushback from the Hogan acolytes. Many of them are in this audience or on social media. They're saying, oh, Sean, you know, again, in this state, a conservative, a MAGA candidate will never get elected. Well, how do we know?
We don't know because he poisoned, like y'all said, he screwed up Dan Cox.
He did.
Dan Cox could have probably won if it wasn't for Hogan.
Had we had the full endorsement of Hogan and the Republican Party working for Dan Cox, it's like I've seen it before. I saw what they did to Dan Bongino. Mm-hmm. He ran twice in the state, and the last time in the 6th District, the old Roscoe Bartlett seat, and he got nothing. He got squat from the establishment because they don't like...
I voted for him both times.
Yeah. They don't like conservatives. I mean, that's it. I mean, the establishment Republicans, they tolerate us. They tolerate, in fact, not even conservatives, but MAGA, oh, no, we're anathema to them.
Yeah.
The conservatives are tolerated in the Maryland GOP, and MAGA, you are not welcome. And that's the way it is right now.
Yeah, period.
That's the problem.
Yep. David, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. And you can call us at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM 680. Vinny Steers, your home sold guaranteed realty company. Vinny does just a great job at listing your home, getting your home viewed. He's got a database of nearly 13,000 buyers that get eyes on your home before it hits the open market. And he's got all sorts of programs like the trade your home in program, just like you would a car. He has all the details he can give you when you call him. The Sell Your Home, Stay in Your Home program, where you can do that and stay in your home up to 12 months. The Fix Your Upper program, where if you don't feel like making the repairs that your home needs, they'll do it for you. Take all that headache and burden and stress out of it and just deduct the cost at the end when the home sells. So there's all sorts of different programs. Vinny will get it done, and you want somebody working in this market on your behalf. Once you agree on asking price and time frame and you sign the contract, your home is sold guaranteed. Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty company, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. And tell them that I told you to call. It's 8:30. Latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The Baltimore County Fire Department says reports of a bear attack near Pretty Boy Reservoir are inaccurate. Officials say what actually happened is a Baltimore City DPW employee spotted a black bear on Beckleysville Road Monday, and she fell while backing away from the animal. There was no contact between the woman and the bear. The Department of Natural Resources says, when encountering a bear, remain calm, make your presence known, speak in a firm voice, and back away slowly. The DNR says to allow the bear an escape route and avoid direct eye contact. Contract negotiations have ended between Johns Hopkins Medicine and UnitedHealthcare. According to a letter that has been reviewed by the Baltimore Banner, Johns Hopkins will not return to the head of the healthcare giant's network. Hopkins officials will not return. I'm sorry, they're Hopkins officials, my eye moved, are urging anyone not covered to find new docs in hospitals or risk paying higher out-of-pocket costs. No injuries reported after a fire broke out in a building at the Back River Wastewater Treatment Plant in Dundalk. Baltimore County firefighters arrived at the scene. The 8200 block of Eastern Avenue at around 7 p.m. extinguished the fire. Officials say that there are no hazmat concerns and the water supply is not affected. The Baltimore Ravens will be wearing their all-black uniforms on September 22nd. When darkness falls at M&T Bank Stadium, the Ravens will be hosting the Detroit Lions for Monday Night Football, with the kickoff set for 8:15 p.m. Fans are encouraged to wear black to the primetime game, and everyone in attendance will receive a light-up wristband to take part in the night's entertainment. That could be fun. And the Baltimore County Council has now voted to approve a new redistricting map. The vote was 5-2 in favor of the map that creates 9 districts. The redistricting legislation will have 2 majority black districts in the west and 1 majority minority district. The districts 2 and 3 will be 55% African-American voters, and district 4 will be 45%. It's 8:32 on WCBM. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes is next.
Listen up, homeowners. If you need more space, don't move, improve. Sean Casey here for AES Builders and Home Improvement. Not only are you saving money, but you're adding extra value in your home with a home addition that'll blend perfectly with your existing space. Whether it's a sunroom or expanded living space, AES brings the vision and craftsmanship to make it happen on time and on budget. Build smarter. Visit AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us, and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any new addition. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I got the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously, no funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I got Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro, squeaky clean, celebrity voice impersonated.
Pick 3 lottery number 318, your pick 4, 4998. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
That's a big delay. I-97 southbound, the wreck is after Benfield going down the hill, and it's crowding the left-hand lane before you start up the hill towards Route 32. Back up on I-97 now is back to New Cut Road, so that's taking 15 to 20 minutes for the traffic to work its way down through there. Keep in mind, northern Baltimore County, Mount Carmel Road is closed both east and westbound at the ramp at I-83. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today. Breezy and cooler too, with highs only in the low 70s. Showers will continue tonight with lows falling into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Up next for the Ravens, the suddenly ravenous Detroit Lions, even hungrier now after hanging 52 on the Bears last week. Quarterback Jared Goff completing 23 of 28 passes for 334 yards and 5 touchdowns, 3 of them to Amon St. Brown, a career high. The Ravens will have their hands full with them on Monday night. Baltimore will have to face Goff almost certainly without 2 of its defensive starters. Kyle Van Noy and Marlon Humphrey both hurt against the Browns. Coach Harbaugh was murky about the details yesterday.
I just don't want to let you guys bleed that information out of me. I'm doing my best here not to
you're pulling my fingernails out. Trying to get me to share some information that I don't want to give you. It's not that I don't want to give it to you or the fans. I don't want to give it to the Lions. That's the main thing right now.
Birds and White Sox tonight, game two on the south side. Colton Cowser with a three-run shot last night, his 15th of the year, leading the Orioles to the 4-1 win. Dean Kramer will take the hill tonight at 7:40 p.m. for Baltimore. Elsewhere in baseball, the Phillies did something last night that they haven't done in 140 years.
Fly ball, right center field. That's hit well. It's not coming back. It is gone! And the Phillies have taken the lead in game one.
Tom McCarthy with the call on NBC Philadelphia. Kyle Schwarber, number 53, leading the Phils to a 10-6-5 win in 10 over the Dodgers in L.A. Phillies clinched the division on September 15th. That's the earliest date in team history. Special day yesterday at Carver Votech High School off Pressman Street in West Baltimore. Steph Curry and PGA Tour vet Jordan Spieth were on hand as part of the Under Armour Day of Service. Over 1,000 company employees volunteering at 13 locations around the city, including 5 high schools. Curry has family in Baltimore, so this is a special place for him. Also said the city has so much talent and potential, but maybe not so much the opportunity. Birthdays today, former Brewer Robin Yount, Hall of Fame shortstop and center fielder, born in 1955, making him 70 years old today. Can you believe that? And what about Fruit Loops? I heard you guys talking about Fruit Loops earlier. Former Oriole Mickey Tettleton, born on this day in 1961, making him 64 years of age. And finally, the hockey world, mourning the loss of one of their all-time greats today. 6-time All-Star, Vezina Trophy winner, and Hockey Hall of Famer Eddie Jockeman passing away yesterday at his home in Birmingham, Michigan. Jockeman played 14 years in the NHL, 9 of them with the Rangers. A class of stand-up goalie, the story with Eddie Jockeman, known for leaving the crease to play the puck, and in the 1971 playoffs, he paid for it. When the Golden Jet Bobby Hull skated over his hand, Jockeman stayed in the game and led the Rangers to the win. The great Eddie Jockeman was 86 years old, and by the way, Jockeman was a Baltimore Clipper, too, appearing in 7 games for the Clips back in the 65-66 season. The time now is 8:37 when we return. High schools with the most players in the NFL.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
All right, so high schoolers in the NFL, this is an interesting number. Would you even consider IMG, that academy, you know, that athletic academy, would you consider that a high school? I mean, it is, but
it
you're
is
there for
technically,
a purpose.
But,
all right, so they lead with 17. Mm-hmm. But after that, okay, there are 2 schools with 9 and 1 school with 8. The 2 schools with 9 are St. Thomas Aquinas and Broward County, South Florida. Everybody pretty much knows about them. Also, American Heritage, right, also in Miami. 8 players currently in the NFL.
DeMatha.
DeMatha Catholic.
DeMatha Stags, yeah.
How about that?
How about that?
DeMatha Stags with a big influence on the NFL. The best known probably are Chase Young, who plays for New Orleans now, and Nick Cross for the Indianapolis Colts, right? And then there's a whole bunch of them after that. I don't know if you know them. Marshawn Lloyd, Kaziah Izzard, Josh Wallace, DeMarco Helms, yep. KJ Winston. I mean, those are great local football names in the state of Maryland. So DeMatha Catholic with 8 in the league.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
And they might have more. This team this year is loated.
They've outscored their opponents 119-38 through 3 games.
I think the quarterback, didn't he come from St. Francis?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'll have to check that.
I think
that.
He transferred in from St.
Boy,
Francis.
You're stumping me all over the place.
Yeah, you know, we got to keep you because you're on baby watch.
I'm not on my
You're starting to drift a little bit, okay? I can tell.
Your question is, if he's stumping you, are you as smart as a stump?
No, I'm not as smart as a stump. And by the way, it's grandbaby watch. Somebody asked me the other day when my wife was going to have the baby. And I'm like, that would make history.
That would. Well, at least they're listening.
There they are.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour. Let's go to Joe in Canton.
Morning, Joe.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Fine, sir. Well, thanks, bud.
Well, Boss Hogg is off the charts, but you guys ain't going to see him around. You're going to see Ed Hale take this thing by storm like Trump did. This sounds ready for a businessman takeover.
We need it.
Yeah.
We need to have a person who's not a windbag politician and a businessman to right the ship here in the state of Maryland. That is for sure.
Yeah. Somebody actually needs to have some fiscal discipline. And you got to have somebody from the business world make that happen.
Oh, without doubt. And the problem is the GOP is so non-conservative, and the GOP in Maryland is so lost in their ways, they need to be revamped.
I agree. But you can't argue with the results. I mean, you look at what has the Maryland Party, the state party, the central committees, and I know some good people. There's some very good people on these committees and stuff, but as a group, they have not moved the needle, and I think it's time that we get somebody who does. Joe, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Nice to hear from you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM across the pond, as they say, Sean, in Great Britain. You're seeing a lot of Britons, native Britons, who are pushing back pretty hard at the conventional wisdom being pushed forward by Keir Starmer and the others in the British government. Tens of thousands of individuals are gathering for massive rallies. One of my favorites, Katie Hopkins, who we play frequently here on the morning show, she spoke with one of these massive crowds yesterday.
You've been pushed to the back of the line. You've been given labels. You've been smeared by the mainstream media, by the BBC, by all the people who put you down. But you are none of those things, because you are great people indeed. They took my friend Charlie, and they shot him.
They shot him, and the crowd began to get wild when she continued to speak.
They can put us in prison. They can shoot us. They can lock us up, but they will not stop us now. Because we are not here because we hate. We are not here because we want bad things for other people. We are here because we grew up knowing freedoms, and we will get those freedoms back for our kids and our grandchildren. Yes, we will.
Yeah, in other words, make Great Britain great again. Tremendous response. It's a mega sense one gets out of that kind of crowd. What's happening is that the Muslim invasion of Great Britain has been so profound that the Brits, the native Brits, are putting up the cross of St. George all over the country.
And it's just not the Muslim invasion, but the invasion of the British rights, the censorship of speech.
Yep.
You've got housewives going to jail, and you got Muslim murderers running free in Great Britain. So that's what's basically stoking a lot of this pushback from those, and rightfully so, from people, the proud Englanders.
Yeah, I would recommend, by the way, folks, some of it tends to be obviously Britain-focused, but Katie Hopkins is worth following on social media because she nails it over and over and over again. Her language can be a bit colorful from time to time, but she's worth hearing. 8:43 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Palmer County with a new wreck, Joppa Road and Pleasant Plains Road, so that's not too far from Lock Raven Boulevard. That's creating a problem. Keep in mind, Mount Carmel Road is closed both directions. Big wreck there, right at the ramp at I-83. Several vehicles were involved. It's not on 83, but it's affecting the ramps at 83 at Mount Carmel Road. JFX still a bit slow coming in from Ruxton Road through the city-county line. There are areas on the Beltway that are still backed up. Parkville side through Green Spring down the west side. Both the tunnels are still very much involved. Southbound, 25 to 30 minute delays, and a big backup on I-97 from the wreck south of Benfield Boulevard. At one point, about 10 minutes ago, we were still backed up to New Cut Road on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Cloudy today, chance of scattered showers later this afternoon, and 73, the expected high. Right now, we're looking at 64 and cloudy in Reisterstown, 64 in Ellicott City. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, just like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
All right, our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs. Four organ donor recipients got together in Minnesota to pay tribute to the woman who saved their lives. 20-year-old Adeline Miller died after a car crash in 2023 and was an organ donor. Here is Adeline's mom and four of the people she saved talking about her.
She was very much about helping everybody else.
I owe her my life.
You saved my life, and I'm eternally grateful.
I just wanted to know that she's changed my life.
Hopefully she could see it in my eyes, how grateful.
Being able to meet her recipients has been extremely healing for me. She really impacted a lot of people.
One of the people she saved wasn't there for it, but her organs actually saved five lives.
Really? That's
in total.
Amazing.
It really is.
That's amazing.
And that is our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, a family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me, be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Ellie. I was just mentioning to Shawnee that my wife is out of town for the day. She was just down in D.C. and we were talking on the phone last night, Sean. And she said, "No, you're not even listening, are you?" And I said, I thought, what a funny way to start a conversation. You know, I guess it probably wasn't at the time, actually. All right, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I got to pay attention more. All right, this is another example of, I'm going to call it Kirk derangement syndrome, I guess. This is a Kirk hater, and she's very happy because she says nobody is going to remember Charlie Kirk.
The best part of this whole thing is that he is not martyr material, so his death will mean nothing. It will activate no one. It will impact few. It's just great.
Yeah, Nick Freitas, who's in the Virginia legislature, I love this guy. He says, guess what? You're wrong.
You think what happened was that a political leader that you didn't like was killed, when in reality what actually happened was the older brother for an entire generation of young conservatives was just murdered right in front of their faces, right? Right in front of his family's faces, and you're sitting here celebrating it. Yeah, you think Charlie Kirk was just somebody that showed up and kicked all of your asses in debates. In reality, he was the sort of guy that showed up and defended tens of thousands of students that felt slandered, maligned, and even threatened by their schools, their peers, their professors, their administrators, right? And Charlie was the guy that showed up for him. So that's who you murdered.
Yeah, and I think he's right in that assessment. He was everybody's big brother on campus. His appeal, particularly to Gen Z males, was immense, just immense. And so Freddie says to the woman who says, you know, he's never going to be remembered, wow, are you mistaken?
For older conservatives like me, you murdered someone that we saw as the future of the movement. But don't worry, Charlie made future leaders. So we really don't care if you don't see him as a martyr. You're going to learn, probably the hard way, that he absolutely was.
Yeah. Absolutely was.
Yeah, and you look at the 38,000 applications for Turning Point USA chapters. You look at the nearly over 70,000 submissions to Charlie's Murderer's website, run by Libs of TikTok, where people are out there online catching people that have said the most vile, disgusting, and obscene things about another human being. You look at the rallies. You just play Kitty Hopkins to the British rally.
Yep.
They tried to downplay that, say it was 100,000. It was a million, folks. It was at least a million people in the UK, in Spain, in New Zealand, in Australia, globally. And then this Sunday, starting at, I think, 11 o'clock local time, in Glendale, Arizona, where the Cardinals play, there's going to be it's a 70,000 seat stadium,
yeah,
and I'm going to say right now, I think it's going to be packed to the rafters.
I think
really,
overflow.
So that's the kind of thing when you martyr somebody, this is the kind of reaction reaction that you get.
Okay, now this is interesting because this stuff now shows up on my social media all the time. There's a post that just came in about out of Cincinnati. This guy's name is Scott Kiser, K-Y-S-E-R. He's self-identified as the content coordinator for ABC News, WCPT Channel 9, I guess it is in Cincinnati. He and his wife celebrated Charlie Kirk's murder with confetti emojis within hours of his death.
Yeah.
How long he'll stay employed, we'll see.
Yeah, and it's we've got some examples of that coming up as well. Maybe on tomorrow's show, we'll play the. I think this was Benny Ray Harmony. She was a student of Charlie at Turning Point USA. She was an ABC affiliate anchor. She paid tribute to Charlie and wasn't partisan, just a tribute to her mentor. And she was suspended. She has now resigned. She goes, I can't work for a company like that. So we'll play that tomorrow. And coming up shortly is that Ed Sheeran. You might have not, you may not know, but Ed's a pretty famous pop singer. He's British, and he has written a farewell, a tribute to Charlie Kirk called Rest in Peace, Charlie. And we're going to play it for you in its entirety coming up in just a second. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
The Rob Carson Show. That you would dance around like a demon and say, Charlie Kirk is dead, Charlie Kirk is dead. Of course you're going to lose your job. Any good company would say you've got to lose your job. We can't have that here. You're out of your mind. There's something missing in your soul. There's something very wrong with you. If you celebrate the murder of Charlie Kirk, a father of two kids, a wonderful man, a godly man.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Let me point something out, Sean, that I think is, I come back to this over and over again and have over time, and we're seeing it play out larger and larger now in our lives. If you have a culture that does not value life at its beginning, it cheapens how much we do not value life when it ends. We have a culture in this country where pregnancies are ended prematurely hundreds of thousands of times annually. It's simply, you know, abort, right. Abort, abort, abort. Life at its beginning is not valued. It's not a surprise to me that there are so many on the left who do not value human life when it ends. And that's what we're seeing in part, I think, with the Charlie Kirk reaction. You're seeing people who do not feel that life in and of itself is sacred, and you can't take something sacred away without hurting your own soul.
It's a good point. We do have some breaking news. Actor Robert Redford, the Oscar-winning actor and director, has died at the age of 89. A career, expansive career, 6 decades. I just remember some of, you know, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, The Sting, so many wonderful films. Robert Redford, the one they with Barbara Streisand that, I can't remember the name of the title, it was just slipping me here for just a second. But it is, Robert Redford has passed at the age of 89 at his home in Utah.
That's it. 8:53 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
A little progress now on I-97 southbound. We're not backed up to New Cut now. We're still a little bit slow yet south of Benfield. Problem was a wreck south of Benfield Boulevard that was crowding the left-hand lane. So that cleanup was still there. It's a little slow. It's a speed reduction now with the lanes moving once again. Beltway, most areas still slow. Both the tunnels still backed up to at least Moravia Road coming south. That's in 895 and also on 95 southbound. Keep in mind, Baltimore County still shutting down both sides of Mount Carmel Road at the ramp at 83. There was a late wreck northeast of Towson, Joppa Road, Pleasant Plains Road. That's road blockage locally there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today's traffic update is sponsored by Michael's Cafe. Family owned, locally loved.
the way we were. That was what I was trying to think of. Yeah. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy today. Chance of scattered showers. 73 right now. 67 in Annapolis. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Dude, we're doing fine. Toned biceps and triceps.
Oh, yeah.
There,
I haven't hit the gym lately.
Wow, man.
Yeah. Are you ready for my putting social at Turf Valley Resort? Hopefully everybody got their tickets to WCBM.com. Yeah, so we have lots to talk about today. Obviously, the latest in Charlie Kirk's assassination. More information came out since I was on air, the DNA match, and other items as well. So we'll talk about that. Glenn Gilhar is going to be joining us at 10 a.m. We're going to talk about the redistricting map in Baltimore County. Not very happy with what transpired last night on the vote. But we're going to talk about that as well as the laws that are taking effect starting October 1st. There's a few of them.
All right.
Want to make sure people know about. And, of course, I got the clip from The Five yesterday. Greg Gutfeld.
Oh, Greg, yeah. He exploded.
Going off.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
For about 11 minutes.
Yeah, well, I don't have 11 minutes worth, but, you know, the key pieces. But, yeah, he really went off, and I thought he did a fantastic job talking about how it really, truly isn't both sides.
Yeah. Yeah. He's absolutely right, too.
Yeah.
All right, Kim.
We'll talk about that.
Right after 9 o'clock news, Ed Sheeran, the pop singer, has written a song paying tribute to Charlie Kirk. It's called Rest in Peace, Charlie.
Rest in peace, Charlie. The world feels so still. A light went out, a heart so full of will. Your laughter, your courage, the warmth in your eyes now echoes in tears beneath grieving skies.
Nothing to hide. Rest in peace.
That's Ed Sheeran. Rest in peace, Charlie. You can hear the wonderful entire piece. Thing. Yeah, yeah, wonderful.
Great,
piece.
By the way, it's an amazing video.
Yeah,
the video. Phenomenal video.
You should see the whole thing. Yeah. All right, Kim is up next, and thank you for tuning in this morning. And we're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. here on CBM. And until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland. The radio.